This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. You can subscribe to the app on Apple and Android. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
Oh. FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio. FUBAR. It's the Barry and Angela show.
Morning.
Yes.
Angela.
And Barry.
And Barry.
No French.
No.
Up yours.
Oh, on FUBAR Radio.
On FUBAR Radio. It's English, so...
Totally English.
Up yours.
Delores.
That was
our jingle.
That was our jingle. There's another one here. Hold on.
Play the other jingle.
Today on the Angelos and Barry Show.
No, he's changed the names round.
Barry...
I'm happy with... An Angelos Show.
And Barry's Show.
No, French.
Needs a bit of work there.
Yeah. Well, that's the other jingle.
That was the other one.
You might need to stick some sound effects behind that.
Stick some sound effects? And
yeah, like a bomb going off.
Yeah, make it vaguely humorous.
Police sirens.
Sirens.
Like there's a real emergency in the building. Fire.
Make it exciting, sort of.
So people would want to hear it. At the moment, it just sounds like a pair of twats talking at a bus stop.
Yeah. Now, today on the show, ignore the jingles, that was shit.
Don't ignore them, because you'll play them again, you know.
I'll play them again a bit later.
They're our signature.
The signature. What we got on, we got some real treats. We got John McCritic.
Oh, I cannot wait
and
to talk to him.
Is on very shortly.
I'm going to get a couple of chips off him.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I can't think of that man
Gigi's.
Without thinking of him picking his nose on Big Brother.
Yeah, I think that's the lasting image
of the man.
Seared onto the nation's brain.
And
him picking his nose and demanding Diet Coke.
Oh, yes, I forgot about that.
Yeah. We'll talk all about that.
We'll talk about bogies. We'll talk about Diet Coke. And
betting.
Betting.
Now he got kicked off Channel 4. We'll probably bring that up.
We'll talk about balding. And got kicked off of balding, didn't he?
What, for going bald?
Balding, put his nose out of joint.
She
smacked him, apparently. Mm-hmm. Also,
we'll clear that up.
He's waiting for us to call him now. I don't think he knows what to expect.
No, he don't know we're talking about him.
He doesn't know nothing about racing. Mm. We've also got Showstoppers coming on in its... the West End musical production team. And I think, if I'm right, they improvise... Getting nods from next door and a shake of the head as well.
She don't really know.
And
what do they do?
They do like improvised stuff.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Or shopping.
Yeah, shopping, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And we got Tony Way. Now, eagle-eyed listeners will know we had him on a few weeks ago, but he's on Game of Thrones.
He's a star.
He's a proper star.
He's a star of Game of Thrones.
But in the meantime, we're going to kick you off with something called When the Shit Goes Down by Cypress Hill.
Highlight of my weakness.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I like this.
Oh, this ain't bad.
Yeah, it's like a cowboy film.
Language aside, it don't sound too bad.
Boom, boom, boom,
here we go. When the Shit Goes Down, Cypress Hill. Dum 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 bum 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 bum. It's easy, isn't it? Bum bum bum.
That was dum dum dum. When the Shit Goes Down by the Cypress Hill.
Yeah.
Have you had a look at some of their words?
I have, but someone's printed off their words. Lovely lyrics. Living on fat pockets.
Yeah.
On the flat with that gat.
I wonder, I mean, who's Gatch?
I don't know. He was a former cricketer.
He was Mike Gatting, wasn't it?
Rolling round nine juice Cadillac.
Well, that's your car.
Still got my homos to watch my back.
Homo.
And they smoke your ass if you wanna come chat. Lovely lyrics. They don't write them like that anymore, do they?
No, there's a good reason for that.
It's wonderful.
That's why some pigs and the kids come sweating, they follow. I mean, that is just...
Well,
it's like Byron and Kate.
It is.
Katie Holmes. It's Byron and Kate. Keith.
Wonderful. It's Cypress Hills there.
Gap busts. Bring your arse on, kicking dust on your head. There's the gap. This gap, we need to get some information
on
the word gap.
Can you find out about gat?
We don't know what that means.
Gat.
Can you look that up on the Googles? Thank you.
Angelos Epithemio.
Barry Mumford.
Barry Mumford and Sons.
Yeah.
We're here to, for
my
the,
homie.
We're here for the next 3 hours smoking gat. Getting some fat ass pigs.
Yeah, that's right.
And
letting a few hollow shells off from our clips.
From our clips.
Yeah.
Wetting new homies.
Dealing with some pigs.
Some pigs and that. Well, we have got a show for you today. Shortly, we've got John McCrick on the phone. How long that lasts,
yeah, we'll
I don't
see
know.
What happens?
What happens with that? But in the meantime, what have you been up to, old pal?
Oh, do you know I spent the majority of this week getting stoned?
Oh, yeah, nice.
Yeah, and I've been clinging on to the back end of a bong.
Oh, yeah.
And I've just been sucking on the pipe.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then just watching old Beach Boys videos on YouTube. And Loose Women.
Yeah.
A lot of old Monkees films.
Oh, lovely. I love that. There's a lot of wonderful daytime telly if you're off your tits, isn't there?
Yeah, it's really good. And it all becomes much more palatable.
Absolutely.
Like, so stuff that you might watch.
You might turn your nose up if you're straight. Yeah.
If you haven't been hitting the bong.
Yes.
You might go, I'm not watching Loose Women. I'm not like watching Holmes under that hammer. But when you've had a little choke and a little shuck, you're thinking, I'm watching Holmes under the hammer.
You come in, you made a cheese and pickle sandwich, you sit down, hello, Dickinson's Real Deals.
Yeah.
No, can't face it.
No.
Reach over it. Yeah. Bang on that. Oh, that's a lovely shade of orange. That man is.
That is a good bargain he's picked up there. That is a good bargain.
If there's one thing I want, man, in my life, it's an antique barometer for 15 quid at that auction.
I'll get that and I'll make plans. Then I'll go and stick that on eBay.
Oh, man, look, there's an old Second World War medal.
Oh.
£17.
Going.
I've most certainly gone, you know, like that.
And I'll pin that to my chest. And walk around Lidl.
Yeah.
If anyone asks where I got it from.
Yeah, exactly. So that's it. I do recommend for any bone idle people, long term unemployed, visitors to our aisles claiming benefits.
You're not entitled to. According to Nigel Farage.
What do we think of Farage? Let's do a bit of political chat.
It's still politics. Let's get it out of the way.
Nigel Farage.
He's all right. What do you think of Boris Johnson?
He's all right. Tony Blair.
Yeah, he's okay.
Good. So, we'll have some more
politics
later on in the show.
Politics chat.
Later on in the show.
Yeah.
But what we're going to do is we're going to...
Who else is on the show today?
We got Tony Way.
Oh, yeah, no, we said that.
We've got showstoppers and we're going to do some phone calls. So if anyone wants to talk to us...
Yeah, that's right. Got any problems you need solving, anything going wrong in your life, consumer affairs, we can sort you out.
I'm sure we can do something to sort that out.
Yeah, get you on the straight and narrow.
A wealth of our own experience and just set you on your way.
On the straight and narrow. Give us a tweet.
Give us a tweet.
Or give us a ring.
Give us a ring.
And then we'll see what we can sort out for you.
Now, what we're going to do, we're now going to get in touch with John McCritic at his secret volcanic lair.
His lair with his cat.
Underneath Epsom Racecourse. And we're going to speak to him. And we're going to ask John to just
If he had any luck on the Grand National.
On the Gee Gees. Yeah. Coming back after this one, which is called Baby D. Let Me Be Your Fantasy. Oh, appropriate with John McCreery.
Yeah.
I know he's everybody's fantasy in his own way.
All right.
Oh, nice.
All right, Tony
Wise arrived.
Show that.
Your fantasy.
Let me be your fantasy.
Let me be your fantasy.
I could have written that one, Barry.
Let me be your fantasy.
I mean, you know.
And talking of which.
Oh. Fantasy.
Fantasy. Ladies and gentlemen, we should have on line two, is John McCriddick there? John.
Hello, John.
Morning, gang.
Oh, hello, John.
Morning, John. How are you?
No, never ask that question.
Oh.
No interviewer should ever ask that as the first question, how are you?
Okay.
You either get, I'm all right, how are you, which is boring.
Well, you don't know how we are.
My piles are really bad today and I can't stand it. So never learn a lesson from me.
All right.
Be professional. Never, ever ask anyone ever again, how are you?
Okay. Thank you, John. Kicking, how are your piles today?
Desperate.
Well, we have got with us now Rorse Hacing pundit John McCreary. He once worked as a waiter at the Dorchester Hotel. He's worked as an illegal bookmaker when it was illegal in the UK.
Yeah.
He began his career at the Sporting Life. He's worked for the Daily Star, BBC, Grandstand, Channel 4, now appearing on FUBAR Radio, the pinnacle of his career. He's a flamboyant dresser. What are you up to now, John? Now you're not doing Channel 4 racing. That's the big question, surely.
Awful. If to be serious, imagine you waking up every morning and not having a job to do.
Oh,
I've worked
dear.
All my life, not a job to do. So it is awful. Without being self-pitying, there are millions of people in this country unemployed who want to work. I'm just one of them.
Yeah.
And it is very, very sad, but there you are. Life goes on.
John, how are you spending your days now then, John? Are you
down the bookies? I must say, Jerry McCall is tremendous. I love Deal or No Deal.
Home's Under the Hammer is good.
That kind of thing. And it's a lost sort of existence.
Oh, mate.
And it is an existence, and it's sad, but I don't really be pitiful.
No, don't be pitiful.
There's so many people far worse off than I am.
John, what the obvious thing to do, surely, in your position, is to go and have a flutter, isn't it?
Well, you would like 1% of the money I've lost down the ages betting. Now, I'm a failed punter, I'm a failed bookmaker, a failed journalist, so I've nothing much left.
But you were very, very...
would make it even worse.
You were a very successful journalist for a long time, John.
Well, bits and pieces. But a failed punter and a failed bookmaker, there are not many people who can claim to be both of those. People think it's easy being a bookmaker. It's not.
No.
And it'll be the old bookmaker just to sit there and they're pouring the money balls into them.
And,
it doesn't.
And
so
yet
it's a really
tough
part of life. And like anything else, you, in fairness, you laugh and joke and make fun of it and everything, but you work hard.
Well,
you don't just turn up in the studio about your plan and your plot and you work it out and everything like that.
That's
your big mistake today is, of course, to have me on. Your listeners are now dropping off like...
Not at all.
Rodents off off the cheese board, but there you are. You can't help it.
John, John.
I prepare meticulously. He does bugger all. But
no,
it is nice. In all honesty, we've had some... Terrible guests.
So you are.
Well, this is the worst one.
No, you're the best.
You're the best one we've had.
The worst one, the most obnoxious one, the one who was so boring and uncommunicative
and a
nuisance was John McCreary.
John. Oh, quite the reverse. We've had some real shits on here.
We really have.
Listen, John, if you was a bad bookmaker and a failed punter, how come you was giving people tips for so many years?
No, I rarely give tips. I did a thing called Form Index when I did it really properly, then working out the form, and it was equivalent of the sort of Cots form, time form, race form, that kind of thing,
yeah.
Which are the specialists in the industry. And now there are much more of that. All the newspapers have their own form experts. Computers have come in, which never in my day, and that sort of thing.
No.
But no, I've never sort of given tips. Or given, you know, one or two people ask. It's difficult. You're in the street. People, one or two people recognise me,
but
and they give us a tip,
do.
John. So if I happen to give them a winner, they'd never stop pestering me. No. So I always give them losers because they would always lose anyway. So they never bother me again.
So do you still study the form? Do you still?
Not
are you
really.
Still
no,
into
not
it?
As much as I should. It is like your job, like all jobs. The most important motto in life, always remember this, kids, this is serious.
Kids,
the most important motto that you can learn in life is work comes first.
Yes.
Work comes before your family,
right.
Because if you're not working properly, you can't look after your family. Work comes first as far as your enjoyment goes. You mustn't sacrifice your work ethic to enjoy yourself or go on any other sort of drinking, boozing, that kind of thing.
No.
Do all that, but don't let it interfere with your work.
Yeah,
work comes first.
Work comes
first.
And
now when you can't work, you've nothing left.
No. Well, John, you can work. I mean, first of all, what about all them, you know, those satellite channels that run in the bookies? You know,
well, it's very difficult. Very, very few of them are sort of inclined to, as far as racing is concerned, which I'm mainly known for. I've done things like Big Brother and
that's
all that.
Journey,
sort of thing.
Yeah.
Bullseye Xmas special.
It's all froth on the industry. It was great fun doing them. But now you're out of your main job, and I'm reduced to talking to people like you. It's terrible.
It's awful.
That is a career low for you, John.
Awful.
Well, look, are we allowed to ask you about the age discrimination case?
Yeah, of course you can. Ask what you like.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I mean, Channel 4 say they wanted a younger, sexier programme, but they did bring in Claire Balding. I wouldn't describe her as, you know, she's not exactly Linda Lusard.
No,
she's a terrific professional.
Of course
Claire
she
Balding
is.
Oh, that's it.
Outstanding, world-class broadcaster.
She is, but my point is, she's not a dolly bird, is she?
No. But I think I better not talk about ages and all that sort of thing. But generally, that they didn't say they wanted a younger sort of thing. That wasn't because they couldn't say that. No employer can say that now.
No.
But it's no good going over a case. I lost the case.
Right.
Yeah.
That makes it absolutely clear when you lose. That's what the law is for. That's what the legal system is for.
Yes.
And you've got to accept the verdict. I don't agree with the verdict, but I lost the case. Okay. There's no good arguing the points over again.
No.
And wallowing in it and saying I was robbed and all that sort of thing. The fact is, I lost the case. So, and Channel 4 won it.
Do you still wear your flamboyant clothes, deerstalker hat?
You say flamboyant clothes, they're practical.
Yes.
Always wear. I like cloaks.
Always shooting deers,
in the winter, because they can wrap round you, and when it gets a bit warmer, you can open them up and everything. I like big pockets because you can put lots of stuff in them.
What about all the rings
so
and all that?
Not flamboyant clothes. It's sensible clothes.
Have you
what about
sell?
All them rings?
Have you sold
got,
them
John?
The rings?
No, they're cheap tat. They're absolute rubbish. For goodness' sake, they're not worth half a prawn sandwich, as Gerald Ratner would say. They're not worth anything. They're sort of all paste junk. It just shows a sign of insecurity of being a show off with nothing inside. It's a weakness that I've got.
John, what do you like? What makes you happy? Let's talk about nice. Are you still with the booby?
Oh, the booby. She's old and her body's tagging, of course, which is a bit of a disadvantage. But no, she's not too bad, the old booby.
Nice to have a bit of support, isn't it?
Yeah,
are you getting out of bed?
She's been a great help.
Are you getting out of bed on a daily basis, John?
Do I?
Are you getting out of bed on a daily basis?
Oh, yeah, so you don't stay in bed all the time. Although I do call my bedroom my office.
Yeah, I know. I watch Wife Swap.
When I did Wife Swap with Edwina Carey.
With that one.
Which is terrible, but I was in my office all the time and she didn't approve it. But that's a different matter.
Well, now, look, let's get to...
Hold on a minute, Barry.
Hold on,
want to go back to Wife Swap just for a moment.
Yeah.
Were you doing that just to wind her up? Just to wind Edwin, how you spend your
money.
Time?
You do it for what you're paid for. But it's she is a difficult woman, Edwina Curry. But in fairness, it's not fair that I should attack her now and slang her off.
No.
She's not there to defend herself. But I say to all people, whatever relationships, whether it's same-sex relationship or heterosexual,
don't
whatever
go out
it is,
with Edwina.
However dissatisfied with your partner you may be, and however much you want to kick he or her out, the fact is Edwina Curry could come in their place. So whatever you've got, Always imagine Edwina Curry was the replacement. You'll stick with what you've got.
Absolutely right. Well,
that's sound advice.
It was.
How would you like to live with Edwina Curry?
I'll never
forget the year that it was. It was 2006. It was the World Cup.
Yes.
Now, whatever you do in life, however arguments you may have, and chucking clothes out of the window,
that's
ripping
smashing
up the tires, and sorting out your partner, the World Cup is sacred. Now, you won't understand this because you're not very bright, you two.
But there are
things in houses called fuse boxes.
I've written that down. I'm Googling that.
The fuse box house. Fuse box out. So the whole house went black. The television wouldn't work.
Silly bitch.
The fridge and all these old dripping water and all, everything in it went all rotten. Mm. Now, to do that on a World Cup, I missed two games of the World Cup because of Edwina Curry. Now, can you think of a worse attack that any female could do on a manly man,
a brave,
football-loving man than my good son?
I can imagine, and it was what she'd done to John Major, which was getting him to sleep with her. That would probably be worse.
Gave him a wedgie.
Actually, the funny thing is, Norma Major, who's Sir John Major's wife,
she's charming. She
does have the resemblance of Edwina Curry. If you look at her, it is amazing. People who go off with different women, especially,
and they do go off with the same looking.
They look the same, don't they? The same sort of types.
But she hasn't
Norma
got
Major,
Edwina.
Poor Norma Major.
She hasn't got Edwina Curry.
Edwina Curry
and have
a physical resemblance.
Yeah, well, mate, tell us about Big Brother. That's what I wanted to get to.
Big Brother.
They pay you. So I'm the only person who's ever been out. I've been on Big Brother twice. I did the main
the
one
ultimate,
in 2005.
Yeah, yeah.
And then on the ultimate one, the last one Channel 4 did on 2010.
Yeah.
And I went into that one with a sign saying, "Evict me, please." Everybody else who goes in want to stay in, boost their pathetic careers, try and get their image up and everything. I wanted to get out because they pay you the same if you're in for a week or you're in for 3 or 4 weeks. So who would want to be in for longer than a week? So I was first out, very proud of that. I went on celebrity coach trip, my wife, the Booby, and I. We were a unique record there. We were the only people on celebrity coach trip to be unanimously voted out twice.
All the other people on the coach get them out.
Now, that's never happened. There's always two votes for one and one vote for somebody else, and then it goes on and on. With us, we were out straight away. So very proud of that. They pay you the same however long you're in it.
Who were the other big stars on Celebrity Break?
I wouldn't say big stars. Bridget Nielsen, for instance.
That's right.
Kenzie.
Caprice, the ghastly model. She's an awful woman, Caprice.
Caprice Ghastly,
Jermaine Greer.
She's good fun, isn't she?
Imagine living with Jermaine Greer. Because they give you questions before you go in.
Yes.
And they say, who wouldn't you want to be in? And so I put down Jermaine Greer, the streetwalker, Janet Street Porter.
Streetwalker.
You know, awful people like that. Anne Widdecombe, you wouldn't want to be in with her for instance. Carol McGiffin, all these kind of terrible people.
Yeah.
And of course, I was first in the house in 2005, walked down, no one else in there.
Yeah.
And of course, the next one that came in, Jermaine Greer. She's actually so intelligent, so bright, Jermaine Greer, that you learn a lot from her.
You ever say, Jermaine, our treacle, stick the kettle on for us all, mate, it's a nice cup of tea, darling.
I did say she's written this book, The Female Eunuch.
I've read it.
Read that and believe what's in it, and it's given them aspirations they cannot hope to achieve. The female eunuch has been damaging for the whole female movement.
Quite right. She's not much of a looker either. What an absolute joy.
It's been a pleasure.
Could probably get a job on this station if you wanted.
I shouldn't be so lucky, but having to work with idiots like you, of course, would be absolutely terrible. So
you say
there are some things you just cannot do, having to put up with inane people like you.
Yes.
So go back to work, but remember one lesson today. Never, ever ask anyone on air, how are you?
What a dreadful question. Who would do that? What an awful thing to do.
John.
Yeah, okay.
Good
John,
luck coming off the ledge now. Coax him back in.
Good luck. Away the lads.
Away the lads. Bye bye, John.
Bye bye. Bye bye, love. Bye bye, love.
Bye bye, bye.
Yeah, bye. Do you want to sling a song on?
He wasn't very happy, was he? Poor old John McCrick.
He was okay at first, and then it just went down.
Yeah, then he went downhill, oh dear.
And then we got him up again. Go.
It's called Bitch, Look at Me Now.
Keeping the toe nice and low. after the interview there with John McCreary, who turned out to be really depressed.
Well, it was a gamble getting John McCreary on, wasn't
it,
really?
It was really a gamble.
It was appropriate for someone who's made his money out of so much misery. John McCreary.
I find it extraordinary, though, that John McCreary was a failed bookmaker, he's a failed punter, and yet there he is on Channel 4. Telling people what they should put their money
well,
on.
Well, I think he's
for
more...
For 20 years!
What is more extraordinary is that he's a failed presenter. He's a failed bookie. He's a failed reality show contestant. And he comes on having a pop at us!
Well, that's par for the course, isn't it?
I mean, he was wrong on every count. First of all, we ain't shit.
No.
And secondly, we don't prepare, which he got that wrong
and all. Exactly. And we're not inane idiots. So he can take that comment and stick it.
Well, it.
But we don't. We like you, John. If you do want to come back in, you're good value. You're so,
good,
you know.
Good
we're
lad.
Just chatting that on the end in case you bother listening. But you won't. So it doesn't really matter.
No, is
what
do
we
a
say.
Bit of work for charity.
Yeah, go and do some work for charity.
Charity.
Or if you can't do that, do it for William Hill.
Well, exactly.
Or Paddy Powers.
Paddy Powers.
We'll be reviewing some of the latest films
on the cinemas,
Or on your video collection,
or on DVDs from a Chinese lady who comes round the house.
Round the pub, we only one tooth. So, Barry, what have you seen recently?
Oh, I saw the wonderful, it's ever such a good one, it's called Mary Poppins.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's a lovely one.
Talk me through it.
It's featuring Julie Andrews off of The Sound of Music.
Okay.
And she plays a nanny who goes to, a house, does a bit of troubleshooting, gets them to
like
sit
like John Harvey Jones.
John Harvey Jones, get them to sit on the naughty step.
Right.
It's all lovely. There's a very, very fine Cockney man in it called Dick Van Dyke.
Oh, he's good, isn't he?
He's ever so good. Yeah. And it's all about the olden days. So that's Mary Poppins, all about the olden days.
Certificate X.
All over London.
From Friday. Yeah.
What have you got for us?
Well, I've seen this wonderful film. I found it on UK TV Gold.
Okie dokes.
And it's called Howard's Way.
Howard's Way.
It's only on for about half hour, so it's only a short film.
Right.
And I'll be honest with you, I didn't really know what was going on at the beginning. And I didn't know what was going on at the end. And I didn't really know what was going on in the middle. But there was boats and that, and great music, and people wandering around saying things like,
"Oh, that's my bloody boatyard. It's my bloody boatyard.
Yes.
Oh, you know, it's my bloody boatyard."
Is it about boats?
I think so.
So,
yeah.
In a way. So,
I think it is. And, you know, that's enough for me.
Is it an Angelos thumbs down?
No, it isn't, Barry. It's an Angelos two thumbs up.
Two thumbs up. For
Howard's Way.
Also out this week is The Wrestler. A faded professional wrestler must retire.
Right.
But finds his quest for a new life outside the ring a dispiriting struggle. It sounds like John McCrae.
Yeah.
Starring Mickey Rourke, who has had so much face all done. Oh, he's had a tuck and part of his chin shaved off. He's had his eyes removed. He had his eyes put on his cheeks.
He had his lips pulled up back over his head.
He's had his lips done. He's had that much surgery.
He's had a bowling ball stuck in his cranium.
He's had that. He's had so many nips and tucks. His belly button is now has a bum chin on his face. He's been pulled up.
Right.
Now, Rourke...
I mean, he could get done under the trade description, yeah. Jack, couldn't
How
he?
Do we know
Calling
it's
himself
him?
Mickey Rourke.
How do we know it's
it
him?
It clearly isn't him anymore.
It could be John McCrillic underneath all that.
Good God.
The man can barely speak now, Rourke. He's playing a wrestler. But
Rourke's drift.
He's got a Rourke's drift.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got... It's like he's got a Bell palsy.
Is he?
He can't speak, and he mumble. You know, yeah, Americans are like, they mumble anyway.
I tell you what, though, in that film, The Wrestler,
yeah.
Ian Half got a good body.
Oh, yeah. I love it. He takes on Big Daddy, doesn't he?
He takes on Big Daddy. He takes on Les Kellett.
Les Kellett comes on, does a flying cross press.
That's
Dropkick
right.
Johnny Peters comes on.
And Johnny Quango in there.
David Soulman Bond comes on. And
yeah,
Tiger Lee Singh. He does a full Nelson
and
on him.
Kendo Nagasaki.
Kendo Nagasaki comes on with his mysterious red eyes.
Mm. And most of it takes place at the Wolverhampton Civic Hall.
Exactly, which is where he was unmasked.
I know.
The kids don't know what we're talking about.
Although I will say that when Nagasaki was unmasked at the Wolverhampton Civic Hall, about 2 weeks later, he stuck it back on again. Because the mystery had gone.
Gold, you see. That's going to be the same with Mickey Rourke.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they're going to take his old head and stick that back on.
They'll get him in the middle of the ring, that's it.
Yeah.
And they'll, his manager or something, gorgeous George Gillette, will stand behind him, pull his face gradually off, and underneath will be John McCrillick. I can't get any work. I can't get any finish. And you're a load of idiots. And then someone come on and smack him in the face with a forearm. Take that, you prick. Come on here and tell us we're useless.
Yeah, that's it. Well, luckily that hasn't got to you at all, has it? That?
Oh, well, no. I mean, the thing is, John,
you've ridden that one out.
I'm sitting here employed. I say employed. They give us a packet of Toffos. But I mean,
a cup of coffee.
Cup of coffee and some Toffos. But, John...
Sorry, John,
for being employed. I'll take it on the chin. All right, John.
Yeah, okay.
I'll tell you who is nice is going to come on soon.
Who?
Tony Way. He won't be quite so rude to us.
He's the star of the Games of Thrones.
The Games of Thrones.
He's the star of it. He's the biggest name in it.
And he's certificate AA all over your TV screens. People go mad for that, don't they? That kind of...
Oh, they all get dressed up and start swinging swords about and put horns on their head.
Yeah, all that sort of carry on. Mm. Well, look, what we're going to do is we're going to get Tony Way. He's taken off his armour.
Yeah,
he's got some chain mail on.
He's got his sword out.
He's got his sword out, and he's going to come in a minute, and we're going to enjoy some stories from Hollywood.
Games of Thrones and Hollywood.
Hollywood.
Yeah, because he's a massive star.
A massive star, and he's going to come in after this piece of shit by Amanda Blank. Let me get some.
Can I have some?
No, you can't have some.
Why the bloody hell not some, Barrett?
Let me get some, and that had a lot of filthy language in it. So,
as per usual,
if there's any children out there listening to that filth.
You want to get in the music business, just stick a couple of swear words.
That's
in.
What you have to do. That's
all
clearly
you have to do.
All you have to do.
Oh, I don't want to sound like a prude, but that stuff really pisses me off.
Yeah, absolutely right. Ladies and gentlemen, we have got someone who, and this is a clever segue, doesn't piss us off.
Finally.
Brilliant.
Finally. It's not John McCrillic. We've had him shot. Yeah. We have got the star
of Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones.
Hello.
It's Tony Way.
I think if you did shoot John McCrillic, it would be doing him a favour by the sounds of it.
By the sounds of it. Yeah. I mean, can you imagine being in his skin?
Oh, God.
What an image.
I think we could all fit in his skin. Yeah, I just hang around.
I think you must have lost a little bit of weight through stress.
Yeah. I would think so.
He's like a windsock.
Yeah, I don't want to be rude about the man, but
no,
you know,
he was a little bit rude.
He didn't seem to be mind to be rude about us.
No, yeah. And also his self esteem is so low, he probably wouldn't make that much.
He just needs to find a hobby, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
I've been out of work. I'm an actor, so I've been out of work a lot. You just have to find things to do.
What do you do? Fearless masturbation?
We're quite near Pentonville Prison. I was a bit early today, so I hung around watching prisoners get released.
And that makes you feel
spent about 20 minutes doing that. That's a hobby. That's now a hobby. Do it for long enough, it becomes a hobby.
That's quite a nice thing to do.
Yeah, do you watch them coming out and you feel sort of happy for them?
Yeah, oh, I feel happy for them. I worry for them a bit, have a little look. And then when they notice me, I avert my gaze.
And the ones that are going in makes you feel happy about yourself. You don't have to do it.
Do you ever watch them coming out thinking, You'll be a revolving door, mate. You'll be back in there again.
Well,
when you see them, I don't know what they get a bit of money. You see them go straight to the offie.
Then they hang around the bus stop
looking for fags.
Why don't you stand at the offie and just go, look, son, why don't you take a different choice?
Yeah, I could do that, but, you know, there's murderers in there. I don't know.
No, I don't.
I'm like Attenborough. I don't want to get involved. I just want to watch from a distance.
None of them have done it. No, I'm innocent. No, I didn't do it. I didn't actually.
As we all know, the CPS and the prosecution system is just all over the place.
Well said.
That's right. Quite right.
You know what I mean?
We're going to do some more hard hitting political debate later.
The agenda.
Are you still doing Newsnight, Angelos?
Yeah, I'm doing it, yeah. I'm doing my roving reporting.
That's right. Paxman's stepping aside for you.
Yeah, he's moving aside and I'm helming the whole project from May this year.
Okay, it's you and Jodie Marsh, isn't it?
Yeah. We're going to be doing all the hard-hitting conversations for now. Interviews are just going to be, they're going to become conversations.
Conversations.
Really. Yeah, and I'm going to let the politicians say what they want a bit more. Because that's where Paxman went wrong. He tried to set the agenda.
Always interrupting.
He's always interrupting Tony. Yeah, as I was saying before, he's interrupted by Tony. What a twat. Listen. No, it'll be more like conversations and, you know, keeping gossip.
That's it, showbiz gossip.
Yeah, nice. They're saying, what's going on in the whip's office?
That's it. All the clever stuff.
The ratings will go through the roof.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
Tony Way is in Game of Thrones. He was on last night. What was the verdict last night? What part do you play, Tony?
I play a part of a fool. He was a knight and now he's an idiot.
What were you on last night?
Game of Thrones.
Oh, right, I see.
And what's the name of the character?
Dontos Hollard.
Don't be rude.
Sir Dontos Hollard.
Dontos Hollard.
Yeah. And what sounds does like someone from IDI, doesn't it?
It does.
Dontos. He runs the ponies.
The ponies.
First rule of comedy, Dontos.
Donkey Derby. Dontos. Spanish.
I'm not in it. Spain doesn't exist in Game of Thrones world.
There's a place called Dawn,
I think, that's a bit like Spain.
Yeah.
Okie dokie.
They'll poison each other, so it's just like,
Britain's going down there and getting peace.
Yeah, exactly.
What's the attraction of Game of Thrones? Everyone seems to love it, don't they? What's so good about it?
Dozens of tits, dozens of boobs,
beheadings,
stabbings, magic
get all
dragons.
That on the internet.
Yeah, but you know, it's legitimate, isn't it?
You don't have to, all in one place,
1 hour solid. It's like the internet, all in 1 hour, the whole of the internet.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Just going back to the boobs there. Could you paint a picture?
I could. You got a pen?
Yeah.
My favourite one.
Of a boob. Like? Or just draw them.
They're all shapes and sizes. Oh, nice. Every time.
Are you ever in any scenes where they have to get their tops off?
No. I didn't get... there was talk... If I had followed the book, I was supposed to have my nuts out. But luckily they didn't.
Thank God they didn't do that.
Yeah, because I wasn't... No one wants that.
No, they
don't want that.
Especially...
That's, you're thinking of Game of Bones. That's the other one.
Game of Bones.
Yeah. Are there boobs in it? I mean...
Several, yeah.
What, proper ones? Naked ones?
Naked boobs, yeah.
Well, that's disgusting.
It's disgusting.
I tried to get them out of it, but they wouldn't...
So you've never been on the set when they said, right,
Here we go.
D Road.
Take
I wasn't
off.
Anywhere near any of that. It's a shame. Really.
How long do you have to be in it before you get to see a bit of it?
I think you have to be in it. Well, how long's Charles Dance been in it? Two series, so I think he's seen some.
That's written. Oops. It's into his contract, yeah. Charlie
after
Dance.
Season two. That's it.
When he done Jewel in the Nile.
Yes.
But that was in his contract. Charlie Dance.
Must see
boob to boobs. And a bit of edge, you know, at the season
bit
end.
Bit of muff.
Now, that is a standard equity contract now. Yeah. 250 quid a week.
Yeah.
As much bit food as you can eat. Made bacon sandwich in the morning. Yeah.
And a bit of
shit
and a bit of muff.
You
want to get that written in, mate.
When I hit the big time, that's the first thing.
I thought you was a star of Game of Thrones.
No, not really. I'm in it a bit. Yeah, I popped up quite a bit in the last two episodes, but I'm not really the
with all them boobs around, star. I bet you did. When are you coming back for the? Are you come back for the next series?
Oh, I couldn't say. We can't say. You never know with that.
I thought
this
you
show.
Were a star of Game of Thrones.
Oh dear, you got the star of Game of Thrones. Oh dear,
this bloke's hardly in it.
My mum says I'm the star of it, but
what else have you done?
Not a lot recently. No, you know, I've met Tom Cruise on a film.
Oh, that's it. He done a film with Tom Cruise.
He's all right. Yeah, he's good. Nice bloke. Looked after me. Yeah.
All right. What did you like to drink then?
I don't know. Water.
Oh, you've met him, have you? Oh, he claims you've met him.
Oh yeah. Anyone else you claim to?
Yeah. All right. What's your favourite dinner?
Sushi. I know that.
I can believe that.
Yeah, he loves a bit of that. Actually. But we all do, don't we? Yeah.
What, raw fish?
We all love a bit of that, don't we?
Yeah, blowfish. Delicious.
Fish. I don't like raw fish.
What do you like then?
Cooked fish!
Yeah, you like cooked fish.
How do you like it cooked?
Yeah. Well, obviously. Oh, God, this is page one, this stuff. In a batter.
Yes.
Yeah. In a deep fryer.
Yeah.
With some chips and maybe some peas and a pickled egg. Is that wrong? No. Is that illegal now?
But you're saying that. You're saying that as it, I bet, actually, if you think about it, you're a Dover sole man. Bit of grilled Dover sole, actually, would be your thing. with some boiled potatoes.
I do like that. I do like that, but I there's nothing wrong with a good old fat. Is it racist now to want fish and chips? Does it have to come with curry?
I don't think so, Barry.
Is that racist?
No, I don't think so, Barry.
Boiled fish, yes.
It wasn't racist. Now it suddenly is.
Boil in a bag.
Boil in a bag, I won't touch it.
No.
Boil in a bag?
I quite like it. I used to quite like that.
Did you?
Yeah.
What, with a parsley sauce?
With a parsley sauce on some noodles.
You're from Essex, aren't you?
Noodles.
Oh, here we go.
Noodles.
There we go.
Yeah. I ate five pickled onions yesterday with fish. It's delicious.
Did you?
Yeah, I had fish and chips yesterday.
Is that a record?
No, not for me.
What's the record?
About eight.
Eight before I can't. In one session?
One session. On one plate.
Cor, Tony.
Oh.
Only little ones.
But you stank, didn't you?
I did, yeah. But I was alone at home, it was fine.
Oh, that's all right. Yeah, but you need to be at home for about 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
To be able to get away with
that. You're going to have to burn this microphone after this.
Yeah. I used to like. Did you eat
pickled eggs or pickled onions?
Onions.
You can't eat eight pickled eggs.
Pickled eggs, that'd be crazy.
You'd be backed up to next Wednesday.
Yeah, like a mongoose, wouldn't you? It'd be like when you see them trying to get their mouth round an egg. You know, that's it. You
snake.
Know, a snake, that's what I'm thinking. A mongoose egg with a snake.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it would have to break their jaw.
I'd tell you what I used to like. Smelly foods that I used to like. Yeah. Egg sandwich. A bit of cress.
Do you not like that anymore?
I like it, but I've always been put off. You get that out on a train, stink the place out. Someone thinks
you have to open that up.
Someone thinks you've got some feces in your trousers, don't they?
Gaffed.
Back a bit. I've always thought it was quite weird that the mongoose. Mongoose is quite an unlikely enemy of a snake. I've never quite got
that. Mongoose?
Yeah,
oh,
what's that all
it's
about? You wouldn't put it together, would you?
No.
They're
immortal
enemies.
I would never put that together. Well, mind you, having said that, I don't know what a bloody mongoose is. So it's difficult for me to comment.
If you were a mongoose, what a horrible name. I'm a mongoose.
Yeah, but you wouldn't say that yourself because you wouldn't know you were a mongoose. You just think you was a thing.
They don't even know they're called a mongoose.
They don't know they're called mongoose.
A mongoose.
They don't know they're called mongoose.
Forget you've ever seen a mongoose. What do you picture if I say, right, you're going to see a mongoose? What are you guessing it will look like around the corner?
A bird with a disability.
I imagine it look a bit like Angelos. No, you mongoose.
Quack, quack.
Quack, quack, quack.
This is yeah. I mean, no we're wonder on. Snake comes we're up and eats its
thin
eggs.
Ice here, aren't we?
We're on thin ice here.
Bloody thin ice.
Bloody thin ice. No, I mean, that's...
But, I mean, think about it. Philosophically, right? A snake doesn't know it's a snake. A mongoose doesn't know it's a mongoose. An horse doesn't know it's an horse.
It's an horse. No, that's right. Do you, when you get...
They're not self-aware.
You know when you get a dog, say, and you go, oh, you know, hello, he wants his tummy rubbed and all that.
Does he?
And that sort of, yeah, what does he understand? Oh, do you want to go outside? Does he understand that?
He doesn't know what outside is.
Yeah, the old Tail Waggers Club, it's your friend. Yeah. It's the Norfolk Terrier from up the road. Does he understand it? No, he don't know
just
nothing.
Just likes the smell of its anus.
Yeah, exactly.
Basically, it's the agreeable smell, smelling arsehole.
Another dog's arse. Disgusting.
Dog's arse. It just recognises sounds. That's what they recognise. That's why they go mental.
Yeah, that's it. And smells.
Yeah. But so what's Tom Cruise go about? Do you like guns and stuff?
Does he like guns?
Of course he does.
I'm sure he does. He's always
shooting
guns, isn't he?
He's got, yeah, not in real life. Just, you know, he's pretending to shoot guns. He shoots
a lot
of laser guns these days.
You don't get that good at shooting guns on films unless you know what you're doing.
I got to shoot an Uzi on that for fun. I mean, I've never had an Uzi in the film at all. They said, do you want to go and shoot some Uzis?
Who said that?
In Watford, it was. Just outside Watford, Leavesden.
That happens most Friday nights.
Who said you want to go and shoot? Who said?
Some bloke.
Write it down.
Just hanging around. He went, do you want to come and shoot an Uzi?
Is it Cruise?
All right. It wasn't Cruise, no. He was off doing something else. I don't know what he was doing.
Yeah, I know what he was doing. Yeah. Praying
to a UFO.
Did he try and recruit you? No, it never came up.
Up.
Well, you should have brought it up, mate. Made it very, very clear how you felt. Like, yeah. Attack is your best form of defence.
But I don't know how I feel about it. I mean, it might be...
Oh, that's what he's done there, Angelos.
He's shown a seed.
I've seen Stargate. Have you seen Stargate, the film Stargate?
No.
Watch it. Give it a watch. Stargate.
What, is it all about that?
No, but it's interesting.
What's
film.
The other one with John Travolta? Or he's wearing
Saturday Night Fevers.
Yeah.
When he's got club feet.
That's it, Saturday Night Fevers. That's all about, it's a hidden message about John F. Hubbard, whatever it's called, the casting director. Hubbard's casting. L. Ron Hubbard.
L. Ron.
Do you know the worst thing about him? He went to the cupboard to get his poor doggy a bone.
Yeah, that's the worst thing about him.
And when he got there, the dog didn't understand what he was saying.
No, just
never mind, he was a nutcase. And he said we should all believe in aliens and chetons and phaetons.
Yeah, what a lot of crap. Right,
the worst thing about him is he went to the cabin and got his dog a bone.
Yeah, exactly.
And then John Travolta played him like with two club feet and some dreadlocks.
Yeah, that's in that film Mongers. He was in Mongers.
I don't know what you're talking about now. I'm confused.
We don't. Look, I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to have a song.
He did play him, though.
He did play him. We're going to come back and we're going to have a proper conversation with Tony Way about Game of Thrones. This is called No Lie. Two Chains featuring Drake.
I love Drake. More filthy language.
Francis Drake. This will be more filthy language. I am
smoked no name. Yeah, here we go.
No lie.
Yeah, no lie. No word of a lie.
No word of
that
a lie.
That was bullshit.
Two Chains featuring Drake. Charlie Drake still
going. They swear all the way through.
My boomerang won't come back.
That was his best single,
What do you think of that one, Tony?
I love Drake. I've always been a huge fan.
Charlie.
Not his greatest.
Drake. What's his greatest one?
I have no idea.
I've never heard of Drake.
Never heard of him.
My granddaughter.
I was just trying to sound hip.
My granddaughter listens to Drake.
Does she?
Filth.
How old your granddaughter?
She's 15 years old.
Yeah.
And that racket, she's been in the car and that listening to that.
Has she?
It's N-word this, N-word that.
Which N-word?
What's N-word? Nottingham.
Nicaragua.
Nicaragua. It's N-word this.
Knickers.
F-word that. Knickers, yeah. F-word
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. Come and have a look at my knickers.
Yeah, it's filthy. Yeah. I got my knickers on. I got my knickers on. I'm gonna pull down my knickers and the knickers off. I got my knickers on. I got my knickers off. It's horrible, isn't it? Who wants to listen to that?
We are sat here with star of Game of... Well, he's not, as it turns out.
I'm an actor, Inga.
Marginally disappointing. Tony Wire, who's in the Game of Thrones. He's also in Tom Cruise's new film, which is called...
Edge of Tomorrow.
What does that mean? It's Edge of Tomorrow.
Well, it's actually quite a good description.
What's that, 12 o'clock?
midnight.
11:59.
Everything's about being at midnight. It's about New Year's Eve. Right. It's not about New Year's Eve. It's about a man that keeps reliving the same day.
Groundhog Day.
Bit Groundhog Day, but with aliens and shooting.
You know that's how they pitched it in LA.
Oh, definitely.
I love it.
Groundhog Day with aliens and guns.
It's aliens meets Groundhog Day.
Films are always called Edge of Tomorrow.
All of them are called Edge of Tomorrow.
Tomorrow Never Comes, Tomorrow Never Dies.
These are all different.
Tomorrow, I love you tomorrow.
Carry on up the jungle.
All the same carry on. Over and
They're
over.
They're always called that. Edge of Tomorrow.
Hold on, Barry.
Oh, sorry.
Dig a little deeper here. Well, who do you play in Edge of Tomorrow then, if you're in it?
I play a soldier in it, slightly in the future.
And I've got
a big robot suit with a cannon on the shoulder.
I have no idea how much you'll see of me in the film, but
I filmed a lot of it.
How much you get for that?
A couple of grand.
Could you ask Tom
Cruise? I thought you'd be shut up for life after being in an Hollywood movie.
I spend it as quick as I could get it.
What do you spend it on? Xylophones.
Pickled onions, xylophones, internet. I've got broadband, that's expensive.
Oh, that takes a lot of it, doesn't it? Yeah. It takes a lot of
bills,
it away.
Trips out, that sort of stuff.
Off to the coast.
Coast, cinemas.
Okay.
Rent a lot of videos.
Could you get Tom Cruise to maybe come on this show? Tell him we've had John McCrillick on.
I can't promise anything, but I'll give it a go.
I don't know whether he knows
McCrillick. Did he send you a Christmas card, though?
He did send me a Christmas
card. So that should be enough, shouldn't it?
Yeah. I don't have a return address. But yeah,
oh, that's nice of him, isn't it?
Did he actually
sign it? Didn't he put his sender on the back?
No.
How did he get your address in?
Well, it's Tom Cruise, isn't he? He can do what he wants, basically. He can get your address if he wants.
What is his address? What, outer space? Yeah. Tom Cruise, care of outer space.
Yeah.
He's actually a lot more of a grounded individual than you'd first guess.
What's he talking about?
But he likes talking about you. Like, if he was chatting to you now, he'd be saying, what are you up to?
That's how they get you.
But he must be sick to death of talking about himself. I'd ask so many questions.
I'd clam up immediately.
Yeah, I did a little bit.
I don't want you getting in there.
I said, I'm growing a pepper plant.
Right.
I thought, you don't want to hear this, does he? But he did.
He did. That's how they get you, Tony. Yeah. I think I've seen him on Tottenham Court Road outside that shop.
Dianetics Centre.
Asking you about your personality.
Yeah.
That's how they get you.
I thought that was a form of exercise, Dianetics. I thought that was like...
I had no idea what it was.
No idea. Yeah, yeah. Like Calinex, there you go.
Since meeting Tom, you now know exactly what it is.
He didn't tell me anything about it whatsoever.
He implanted something in your brain.
I found out everything I need to know from that. Man who shouted! What was his name? Sorry. They did the documentary. Oh, you shut up! He lost the plot, didn't he?
Yeah, did I'm not you surprised ever? Those people drive you out of the wall.
You know, all respect to Tom and the Seventh Day Adventists or whatever he is, but there are also some other nutcases in London who go round, you know, with banners and that. Do you remember that fella who used to go round?
Sinner or a winner. Sinner or a winner.
Are you a sinner or a winner?
Are you a winner?
I'm on God's side.
Scouse bloke. Are you a sinner or a winner?
There was the no, don't eat, stop eating red meat,
yes,
man.
Now, that's right. And he used to hand out a little leaflet for about 2p in them days.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't eat too many nuts, protein.
You had to pay for it.
That's not spreading the message, is it?
It's just making money.
I'll tell you, that's a job for John McCrillick.
Yeah.
Go out with a big placard.
Cheese board.
Sell his cheese board.
Yeah.
That's basically what he's been doing for his whole career, isn't it? A bit of a placard on and shouting into space.
Go out.
Shouting nonsense. Yeah. All of that. Just numbers and
rings on.
Odd now, names.
Our young listeners will want to know some of his work. He's been in The Far Show, Tony. He's been in Allergy in the House, yeah, playing the character of Dave.
You do all right out of that financially.
Yeah, that's long gone as well.
Is it?
Yeah.
And I want to start investing some of this stuff, Tony.
I should
you're getting
in
into some good stuff.
Yeah.
You want to start putting your money away
in sensible options.
Well, get yourself an ISA.
An ISA.
Barry's got a few of them.
I've got an nice coming to fruition soon. What you want to give him some of your financial advice, Andrews? Where you been sticking your money?
On an horse.
On an horse, that's what you want to do.
Just the same one over and over.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
One day it'll come in. It's a numbers game, really. Or scratch cards.
Scratch cards.
I mean, the
return on that, if you were.
If you strike it right.
The African prince and all, you sent 15 grand off to.
Yeah, I did.
That's going to come back tenfold, isn't
it? Well, according to him, it will.
He got? He's got a hand. He's a sugar plantation he owns or something.
No, what it was is that he didn't want any of my money, right? He just wanted the detail, all my bank details and my passport and my phone number and my address.
Yeah.
Right, and I said, I have it all, because this sounds like a winning deal.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
and then a load of money disappeared out of my account.
But that's fine.
And that was fine, because he said to me, yes, it will come back, in tenfold. So I'm waiting for that to happen.
Well, you know what, kids, if that happens, I thoroughly recommend. Oh, the other one is Nudge Up, Hold the Bells.
Yeah.
Nudge Up, Super Nudge.
That's a sound investment, that is.
That comes in. You make up to 50, 60 quid at our local.
That's a realistic investment.
I've never understood how they choose what becomes a fruit machine. Why is Andy Capp allowed to have a fruit machine, but Bugs Bunny's not?
That is a really, really good point.
I think when I take over Newsnight...
I think that's going to probably be my first topic.
Good, I'll be on. I'm there.
Why don't you do? Have they removed DLC's Give Us a Break machine out of pubs?
Yeah,
has that gone?
I'd imagine that.
I mean, Edmunds took over that racket a long time ago with his
Deal or No Deal,
and he had Telly Addicts before that. He was the king of that.
He's got the market cornered.
So,
Anton Deck Saturday Night Takeaway.
There you are, ladies and gentlemen. Then that's our financial corner there. Mm. Simply shove it on a horse.
Fruit machine.
African Prince. Mm.
Hmm?
Or
scratch cards,
and there you are. I hope that's been some help to you,
and to you, Chuck.
Yeah, I think I needed something to do with it all.
Yeah, exactly. Are you still on benefits?
Yeah,
good lad.
Are you allowed to be there? Aren't you supposed to be on your restart scheme today?
Yes, it's part of it. I can just write this off as an interview, really.
An interview.
What about community service? You still doing
this? This is part of that.
Nice one. Yeah. You got your high vis jacket on.
Yeah, that's good.
Now, Tony Wayne, we'll just stay with us for a little bit longer, and we're going to get to the meat of the issue.
Yeah, we are.
We're going to get to the meat, and we're going to find out about all the sexy stars you've slept
with. Weirdly, Tony, only earlier on today I was talking about Howard's way, so I'd be interested to hear about your way.
Okay.
That's Tony Wayne.
Tony Wayne. Oh, that's absolutely brilliant.
Less boats.
Blinding.
This is Drones over Brooklyn, ELP. Drones over Brooklyn.
I love that one.
I think we've had enough of that.
Sorry, I like that song.
Do you like that song?
No, you like that bollocks.
We're still going in the background. There we are. What a load of rubbish. Rubbish! God's sake.
We have something on that we have heard of.
Shwaddy Waddy.
We're going to have Shwaddy Waddy on later. We've got coming up. Hang around, folks, because we've got Electric Light Orchestra with Mr. Blue Sky coming up after this.
Something we've heard of.
Tony Way is in the studio.
Away.
He's had a wonderful career up to now.
He really has, since he was born
on the 7th of October 1978 in Rochford, never heard of it, in Essex. Yes, we're happy to speak to the English actor, comedian and writer, best known for British sitcom. Anyway, all this stuff is in front of me. I am reading it. The stuff you're doing,
I want to ask him about something.
Oh, well, go on then.
Show on your CV that you were in The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Yeah, I was a bit, yeah.
Which bit of her were you in?
Sure.
That just—that's dead air. That's not good, is it?
No, we've let that hang.
I wasn't in her. I was in the film.
Nice.
The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Did you meet her?
I did. Yeah.
Was she like?
She's really nice. No one knew who she was really at that point. She's huge because of it.
Rooney Mara.
Rooney Mara. Yeah.
Never heard
her
of
Daniel
her.
Well, you wouldn't have, would you?
Rooney Mara.
Yeah, he played for Tottenham before she was in. Before she was in that.
That's right. Rooney Mara. And she was nice.
She was lovely.
She's well known.
Daniel Craig was nice as well.
Yeah,
both
really?
A lovely pair. What a nice pair.
What's he like, really?
Daniel.
You can talk off the record.
I can tell you one secret about him.
Yeah, okay, go.
He's got he's got an iPhone, and he's got a massive old-fashioned headset that he plugs into it.
Oh, what I know.
He walks around and he walks
like
around.
Like a thing? Like,
yeah, like a big red phone. Like the banker. Yeah, he's got one of those.
Really? Why?
Yeah, because he doesn't want to get cancer.
Oh,
I see.
He's sensible.
He's health conscious, isn't
he? He's health conscious.
What's his diet like?
He likes Guinness. I know that. Guinness. He drank Guinness in one scene. I don't know. I didn't see him eat. I didn't know. I never look at that.
I would have gone.
But the option was there. I could have gone and had a look.
I would definitely have had a look what he eats. Have you seen his body?
Amazing.
He's buff, isn't he?
Beautiful.
He's buff.
Did you see him work out?
I didn't, no. I just saw him in the pub.
In the pub? Which pub?
It was a scene. We were filming in a pub and he had real Guinness. He chose Guinness because you can't fake Guinness. Otherwise, they give you apple juice or something.
That's it.
But he fancied it.
He fancied a pint. So he done the scene pissed.
Well, no, I'm sure he's
an old actor.
He can take his Guinness. Yeah, he only had two.
I heard a story about Daniel Craig.
Loosens him up a bit, didn't it?
That he is so fussy about his suits that when they go and do his microphone and all that and they have to sort of fiddle with his suit, he goes, no, I don't want it. Because it spoils the line of the suit, is what I heard.
So where do they stick the microphone?
They have to get call a boom.
Not one of these.
One of these things we're looking at, and they have to dangle it over his head.
But in that film, he wore quite a lot of jumpers. Yeah. I mean, does the same rules apply?
It's Swedish. Well, I think it would, because they're quite thin, roll-necky sort of things. That would really show up. I don't like having those mic packs myself. Limits my performance.
Yeah, that's right.
That must be hellish for you.
But you get, you get ready to do something, and then some bloke comes and shoves a square bit of metal up your ass.
Hellish.
Shoves a microphone up your neck.
Never mind being down a blinking minor.
Oh, do you know what? Yeah. I mean, it's terrible. I knew someone who was a hospital porter at Northwick Park, and he was dead bodies out.
He complained the same thing,
didn't he? He earned virtually nothing, had to clock in, clock out. They didn't give him his time off for lunch.
13-hour days.
When his wife died, he still had to come from work. But do you know what? He said, poor Tony Way with that mic pack on his trousers.
Well, spread awareness.
It must be
awful
hellish.
For him.
It's horrible. Actually,
South
terrible.
African diamond mines that people dying in order, going down, you know, sometimes a mile underground.
Just to make 20p a day.
Little children with their tiny fingers stitching a carpet.
Yeah, that's right. Breaking rocks in the hot sun for 16 hours a day.
And we got a letter from one of them here, and it's from Rupar in Delhi, and she said,
it's lovely here in the slums.
It's lovely here in the slums. We have to break rocks all day long for 2p. But when I hear how Tony Way had to wear a full microphone pack on his belt that someone else attached, my heart went out to him.
Well, I'm glad I'm getting support.
Yeah. Well, if you are listening out in Delhi, you know, count your lucky stars, because poor Tony has got microphone pack.
I hate it.
The message has got through.
The message has got through to them there.
I'm glad it spread that far.
Just pray for Tony.
Relief.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years' time, Tony, provided you haven't topped yourself due to the terrible microphone issues you have to put up with?
I wouldn't mind being like McCrick. I think he's complaining over. He's past retirement age. He gets to sit in bed all day.
Yeah,
he gets to phone up He gets to phone up places like this. Well, people say they've got no money, but
no, he's really got no money.
He's got, he gave it all to the on solicitors.
Yeah, he's popped this money. Well, he's ways of making money.
Oh,
if you're John McCrick, you can make a bit of money.
Well, you'd have thought so. Well, turns out he's no good at horse punditry. No, he's no good.
I think everyone always knew that. He was just a character, wasn't he?
He knew that too.
What do you suggest he does? I mean, you know, he ain't going to make money from modelling.
I've got a bold suggestion. He should probably kill himself. It's just an option. It's an option.
It's an option. It's an option. It's a horrible option.
Well, it's an option. It's one of several options.
It's one of several options. But
okay.
Angelos, where do you see yourself in 5 years' time?
Probably in front of the telly.
Yeah.
I'd have thought, you know, if Homes Under the Hammer's still going, I would have thought
sucking on a bowl.
Sucking on a bong.
Sucking
I'll
on
be
a
just
bong.
Flicking through with me remote control from Homes Under the Hammer to Loose Women to Chicken Shit's Real Deal.
They're all on the same channel.
Yeah.
So you are, now you're watching the Plus One and the. Brilliant.
Like some of them recorded all week, you know. It's only so much, so many hours in a day.
Seriously, what I see myself doing is what I'm going to do is I'm going to learn the craft here in the radio station. Yeah. I'm going to start my own radio station.
Right. Where?
Doing high level in Watford, doing high level interviews with some of the great.
Oh, yeah,
and
I'm going to do Newsnight as well.
You're doing Newsnight.
Yeah.
Tony's going off to a UFO with Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
And I'm going to interview all the greats of Watford from my radio station. Elton John, Jerry Halliwell, George Michael, Terry Scott,
Luther Blissett,
the ex-England Graham Taylor, some of the greats, Russ Abbott, Don King. Some of the greats of Watford.
Slash
off of Guns and Moses. And basically interview them and really get to see what makes them tick.
Pardon, Barry. It's so nice that you've got plans. And it's so nice that you thought about what it is you want to do
for
the future.
Well, you do need to. Yeah, go on.
But who's fronting the money for this? I don't want to burst your bubble.
I was hoping to tap Tony Ways. He's done so well in Hollywood.
I've told you about my financial situation.
Well, how much would it cost?
I would invest, but your 5-year plan seems to just be a list of names. I didn't really get what the plan was.
It's a lot of fascinating stuff to come out of Terry Scott off of Terry and June, who went to Watford Grammar School for Boys.
Yeah. Isn't he?
All right, he's dead, but Graham Taylor.
He's still alive.
He's still alive.
Live and kicking.
I expect he'd love to speak to us.
So, Tony, what have you got coming up next?
I've got the Edge of Tomorrow. The film is coming out.
No, apart from that Scientology thing.
I'm in Derek a bit, the Ricky Gervais thing.
Oh, yeah.
In a week or so.
Okay.
More Game of Thrones coming on. It's only just started, so we're only 2 episodes in.
But, I mean, what I'm talking about is, what have you got to get out of bed for?
Oh, you see, this is the problem. Not a lot, really. As I say, I'm growing some tomato plants.
Right. You doing any DJing?
Do a bit of DJing to myself.
Right.
I just record it and listen to it back at night.
Playing video games?
Yeah. Play a bit of video games.
Which one?
I'm replaying Skyrim at the moment a bit.
Are you? What happened the first time you did it?
Well, I just wasn't very good at it.
I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, it's basically cheating, but I'm having a go.
You got a few pokes?
Yeah, I got a few pokes. you can spend 4 hours just blacksmithing in that game, if you want to.
I know.
I mean,
that
is like the definition of wasting your life, isn't
it? Wasting your life. Being a virtual blacksmith.
But virtual blacksmith, but not even selling it to anyone. No one gets to watch it apart from you.
You get better at the craft.
I get better at pressing the button X.
Yeah,
over and over and over.
Banging horseshoes into shape.
What's it called, this game?
Do, isn't it?
What's it called?
Skyrim.
And what the hell is that?
I
would imagine it's some sort of fantasy thing.
Dungeons and Dragons, yeah.
It is Dungeons. Like Game of Thrones.
Do you play
like there's a pattern forming.
A bit like that.
Do you get that game free when you get on the Games of Thrones cast?
Do you play people online, you know, other people?
No, I think that would be the end, wouldn't it? I just wouldn't leave. It's a dangerous game, that online playing against people you don't know.
The only interaction I have is when I phone up Babecast at night.
Yeah.
and you can speak to Lady and you can watch and speak at the same time. What technology has done. It's nice. Extraordinary.
And did they get to look at lovely you girls. As well?
I hope not. I really hope not, because
your neck's getting a little flabby, isn't it?
It is. I don't want her to be turned off. In my mind's eye, I'm Johnny Weissmuller off of the Tarzan.
Off Tarzan.
Off Tarzan.
Yeah.
But I'm not really.
Is that what you see when you look in the mirror?
I've got body dysmorphia.
Yeah, I've got some of that.
Where I'm fatter than I actually think, rather than the other way round. Right, yeah. I'm actually
larger. You look
larger.
In the mirror, you see an Adonis.
I do. I mean, the only thing is, when I look in the mirror, I don't see Tarzan. It's my wife who looks at me and goes, ah! You know.
Do you know Jane?
It does her Jane. I'm king of the apes.
Well, yeah, she can't blink in talk.
She's the queen of the apes. She's got a purple bottom like an orangutan.
Right. When she takes that bar off, all you hear is bang.
So I do speak to you know, some of them nice ones on there, but getting involved with internet gaming, no way, that's the end.
I did it once, and it's just a load of kids. It's obviously a load of kids.
Yeah, like kids.
Chinese kids shooting you in the back of the head.
Who needs them? Now, listen, this is going to cheer you all up.
Think of the IRA.
Not a fan.
Well, come back with the IRA in a minute after this. Mr. Blue Sky.
Oh, wonderful.
This beautiful.
Do you remember this one? Here it comes. It's coming.
It is on.
Oh, here we go. That's it. This is Electric Light Orchestra. At last, summing up, please. And here we go.
Geoffrey from Birmingham.
Lovely ending. Here we go. Lovely ending. Get ready. Here we go. It's an epic. Here we go.
Mr. Blue Sky.
What was lovely.
Do you know E.T. was based on that film, that song?
What? E.T. was based on it?
Yeah.
How come?
I know.
Oh, well, it's nice that you've got half a story there.
Yeah, but you've
it's
heard the
fact.
Song.
It's not a story.
I've heard the
you've
song.
You've heard the song, so obviously when you hear the song, you go, well, let's have E.T. It sounds a bit like E.T.
It sounds like E.T., you're right, and it's got E and L and O in it, which are also letters.
So you do the math.
You do the math.
Yeah. So, Tony Way's still with us.
Hello.
Tony, are you going to stick around for a bit longer?
Yeah, why not? Yeah, I'd love to.
Mm. I thought you were going to go.
Oh, never mind.
Well, I'm here now.
You know, Tony, you've been in this room for about half an hour or more. Yeah. You've not asked me and him a single question.
What is the matter with you?
Sorry.
What do you want to know?
You rude bastard.
I haven't really prepared anything.
Well, it's not stopped us, has it? Go on.
All right. Angelos.
What?
What's the deal with you then?
Mind your own business.
I'm not answering that.
Trunky on the bum.
Sure, like cutting edge journalism.
Barry,
is that?
How's your wife, Barry? How's she doing?
That's Mark Queensbury rules, mate. Blimey. As John McCritick would say, never, ever ask that.
Yeah. Keep it above the belt, Tony.
Right, Tony, sorry. Any other? Cool, dear, though, didn't
forget about it.
How long's this show gone till?
Yeah, well, at this rate, I'll give it another week. Go on, Tom. What do you want
more
to
questions.
Know?
All right, I don't really want to know anything.
Why?
I'll be honest with you, I'm not interested.
Do you know, this is why you haven't got
simply
very far
not interested.
In this business.
Yeah, that's it.
Because you have to take an interest. I'd have been all over Cruise. If
exactly.
I was working with him, I want to know, how did you get into that strange religion? I would have wanted to know.
Yeah.
Right? Are you really married? What's going on with the kids? Why haven't you had kids? I know he's very litigious as well. We have to be careful.
What happened with Katie Holmes?
Yeah,
What happened with the other one? Nicole Scherzinger.
Yeah.
Ewan McGregor.
I suppose I'm just not interested in anyone else apart from myself.
You are an actor.
I basically just don't really know. My wife
is very well, thank you.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
She's got terrible hay fever at the moment, very snotty nose. and we've done a Easter egg hunt.
Right.
And she's all snot and red eyes.
Coming down her face.
Oh, it's terrible. You know, depositing all them eggs around the garden, it's like a scene from Alien.
Yeah.
It was disgusting. Disgusting.
Snail trails
all over. Egg sack. She got her egg sack out and She was doing the hanging out the washing, her egg sack fell out. Yeah. It's disgusting.
You'd have thought she'd have had that removed a few years ago.
She was offered, the council offered to do it for us, and she said it's beneath her dignity.
Is that council matter? That's council matter now, isn't it?
Yeah, you've seen that. They come round, they'll take it out, they'll do the green bins on Monday. Yeah. A week later, that was then egg sack in a yellow bin comes out.
Of course. I wonder what that was for. No use for it myself.
Angelos, your mum had her egg sack done, didn't she? A couple of years ago.
She had her egg sack done, that's right, Barry. She was forced to by the council.
The council came round.
Yeah, no, it was an ultimatum. She said, if you don't have your egg sacks taken away, then we're going to remove other parts of you.
Yeah. Well, back in the old days, we never had nothing like that.
With that, really.
We'd have someone come out on a horse and cart with a bell. Bring out your egg sacks. Bring out your egg sacks. You'd come out and you'd throw them out the window, sort of thing.
Lovely
story for Easter.
Lovely
Easter story.
So what are you doing for Easter, Tony?
I'm not sure yet. Going to get a bit of lamb.
Oh, right.
Definitely. Go to the pub a bit, I think. Pub, yeah, yeah. Do hang about.
Have you got any hobbies at all, Tony? Anything you do?
Oh, dear.
Play a bit of ukulele.
Right.
I don't really have hobbies. I'm faddy. I do little things here and there and then give up quite quickly. It's gardening at the moment, but I've got a garden.
So what are you managing that? Are you going around the park?
Online, is it?
Virtual. Online gardening.
Virtual gardening.
You're green-fingered like that online. Yeah.
Skyrim.
Yeah. Skyrim gardening, blacksmithing.
How long do you spend on Skyrim?
Not long. I have to really ration it. Otherwise, just an hour or so every couple of days.
Do you have an addictive personality?
I do. Well, I'm a smoker. I'm a joker.
I'm a midnight toker.
I smoke, I drink.
You like everything.
I like a bit of everything.
What's fags like nowadays? Lovely. I've not had a fag for donkeys yet.
Oh, delicious.
Are they still as delicious as
really
they used
delicious.
To be?
I had one the other day.
What was it like?
He's called Pablo.
What are you on? I spent on your wages, Hollywood. You're on Lambert and Gutler.
I'm on it.
Lambert and Butler Extra.
I've got some really posh stuff, actually.
Look at that.
I won't say the brand because that's illegal, I think. No, but it's natural, spirit. Organic. It's got
Rollies.
No chemicals.
It's a Rollies.
And it's with these licorice papers.
Oh, and that is quite exotic.
Is it a satisfying smoke?
I must admit, it's delicious and cool.
It is cool. Look, if anyone's listening, take up smoking because it's ever so cool, isn't it?
You can hang out of cars, you have a fag on the go, listening to Status Quo.
I mean, when I met my wife, she was outside the Three Bakers pub in Watford, and she was tugging away on a B&H.
On a pipe.
And she had in her hand, a pint of light and bitter. Yeah. And she was there and she's tugging away on this pipe. And I thought, that's the one for me, simple, relaxed, scratching her ass and that. And I come out and I said, I recognise that lovely smell.
Oh,
that lovely smell of a poet.
Yeah.
And, we went back.
What were you smoking?
I was smoking Lambert and Butler.
We got
back and we made sweet, sweet love. Mm. And then we sat in bed and we sparked up.
You set the duvet on fire.
And then for a laugh, I'd done a Dutch oven, shoved her head under the, farting. Yeah. And then it was so funny and so romantic.
What a lovely story.
Beautiful
story. And, we'd every Christmas I'd get her in a massive, sort of 400 crate of tobacco.
And a pipe cleaner.
And all that. And she'd buy me
200
Lambert and Butler and a free coupon towards some radiation treatment, on my lungs and that. Lovely
story.
Beautiful. And, after the chemotherapy, we found that it brought us together,
Well, you had it at the same time, didn't you?
We did. and we'd hold hands over the
over the machine,
over the machine, and that, and tug away the butts that were around the bed. Yeah. By the end,
and you both pulled through it.
We both pulled through it at the same time.
Yeah,
yeah, so it's lovely, isn't it?
Modern science.
It's all vaping now, though, of course.
Well, I was going to say that, Tony. Why don't you get off?
I've done a bit of that. Yeah, I do.
Vape away.
I don't smoke in my house, so I vape. A vape about.
Is it bad for you, vape?
Well, no. Well, someone exploded in a woman's face the other day.
Oh, well, that is bad for you.
But she was. She was.
Oh, sorry. It's a serious
turns out
story.
She was. So that's the story. You go, that's
she's
terrible.
A vapist.
She was in hospital and she had an oxygen.
Oh, that's
tank
right.
On her face.
Tell him about this.
She was smoking a vape thing, but whilst oxygen was going into that.
And it caught light.
And exploded in her face.
But you know,
I can't believe that she was allowed. I wish perhaps she wasn't allowed. But yeah, she was smoking and had an oxygen tank going into her
this is
nose.
The interesting thing, and let that be a warning to you. If you are thinking of having electronic cigarettes, do not have them whilst you've got oxygen over your mouth. Do not apply paraffin to it and try setting it alight.
No.
On no account try swallowing it down your, you know,
don't gullet, eat it.
Your
don't
gullet.
Eat it.
Don't eat it, that's dangerous.
But hold on a minute, this vapor thing, it's not flammable.
But there's a little thing in it that's got a spark in it, apparently, that gets the makes the steam happen. And that sparked and it blew up her
gas face.
Tank. Blew up her tank.
So it blew up her tank she had on.
So there she was thinking, oh, I'm glad I'm out.
Got a crafty vape.
Got a crafty vape in the hospital ward.
Oh, yeah.
So let that be a warning. She
so
blew
yes,
up.
It is dangerous if you in the right circumstances.
Yeah, no, exactly, the fact is, you know, there's a lot that's held up, the old vape things are one thing, but it can make your hair smell, your skin, particularly if you go up in fire, in flames.
Exactly.
It can make your clothes smell.
Singe your eyebrows.
It can singe your eyebrows clean off.
Burn your bedroom down.
You can get comedy out of any story, really, can't you, if you try hard enough?
Well, we weren't trying hard enough the last 2 hours. Maybe that's the secret. Now, we got coming up soon Showstopper, the improvised musical and fantastical Story Factory, in brackets, family show.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
Not my family. They like a bit of filth. But we're going to ask Tony why.
Yeah.
To stay with us.
Yeah, see if he wants to get involved.
I'll get involved.
Yeah, you will, won't you, Tony?
Love a bit of impro. Yeah.
Now, this is, you're going to like this. This
me
is.
Too.
Oh, I love this one here. No, what hold on. It? You'll like this. Remember this one?
Fascinating. No!
Fascinating Rhythm by Bassomatic.
Mating Rhythm.
Fascinating Rhythm.
Fascinating Rhythm.
You'll remember this. Look, it kicks in. Listen here, baby. It goes.
It should kick in within
here
a minute.
We go. Listen here, baby.
Drop. When's seconds. It going to drop?
This bit. There we go. Right. Join
lovely
us
job.
After
oh, that's
this.
That's a nice bass line.
Chunky. Oh, it's going on.
Like that one. I like that one. It's a fascinating rhythm.
Yeah, fascinating rhythm.
You know what this lot... This lot, Showstoppers, the improvised musical and fantastical Story Factory.
Yeah.
They're going to be on at the Underbelly, South Bank.
Ow!
Until the 13th of July.
That's in London.
That's in London, kids. They're supposed to be coming in, but they've got all sorts of equipment.
They've got plugs and they've got wires.
They've got a keyboard.
Instruments to bring in. So it's going to take a little while for them to plug themselves up in the zoo studio.
But you know what? Stick with us because they've had some wonderful reviews. Worth seeing again and again. Well, I'll be the judge of that. Time Out, London Critics' Choice. They only gave us one star. Do you remember?
Yeah,
Time
I
Out?
Remember them. I went and shot them.
The show is a blast, which is not dissimilar to what you've done to Time Out when you went in.
I shot them.
Mail on Sunday. A shining example of how good improv can be, says Chortle.
Where are you getting these reviews?
I'm reading them on this piece of paper.
I haven't got them.
Oh, I've got them here, look.
Oh, you've got their reviews,
Mervyn Stutter's Spirit of the Fringe Awards, 2009. Anyway, look, the point
spirit
is...
Spirit of the Fringe.
They're all over the place.
Ghosts.
And yeah, the Spirit of the Fringe, that's right.
He's a ghost.
I tell you what, Elvis Presley got a wonderful review in 2012 in his Spirit of the Fringe. Have you ever done Pick of the Fringe, Mervyn Stutter's one in Edinburgh?
Yeah, I've done that, yeah.
Yeah, I've done it and
great
all.
Great stuff.
Balls up, that was.
An absolute balls up from start to finish.
Yeah, really was.
You come on.
Hold on, some movement.
Oh, there's a bit of some movement. People. Here they come.
And the showstoppers.
The showstoppers.
Stop the show.
Stop the show.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
No, I'm doing that bit.
Yeah,
so stop the show.
So, I've done the Pick of the Fringe and I went there last
year. Barry, have you ever done Mervyn Stutter's Pick of the Fringe?
I've not, no. But wasn't the Spirit of the Fringe last year a woman projecting stuff onto her fanny?
I hope
no,
so.
That's Spirit of the Minge.
That is...
What,
that's quick as a flash.
That's quick as a flash.
Extraordinary. He hasn't lost it. 80-odd years and he's just as good as he was
sharp
when he was 70-odd.
And what was that then? What did she...
I don't know. I didn't see
the show. What time did the curtains open?
Wow.
No, it was a good crack. Now, what did the...
I don't know, I didn't see it, but she spend the whole thing naked and having things projected onto her body.
Absolutely not.
On the Spirit of the Fringe.
Projected?
Yeah.
What do you mean, people chucking
symbols,
stuff?
Symbols, no, you know, like from a projector. It was like projector. Things, stuff, words,
well, that's
pictures,
nice.
Images.
That's artistic.
It was artistic.
I hope that she'd never got an Arts Council grant paid for by us through our scratch cards to come on.
Taxpayers' money.
And project something onto a fanny that is disgusting.
I mean, that money could have gone to fund another extraordinarily to be rich stand up, couldn't it? I mean, it could have been.
My liver needs replacing. I need new kidneys.
I'm sorry, we just don't have the money because we have earmarked that money for a lady who wants to project things onto her menge.
My brain is disintegrating. I'm only a poor old lady. Yeah. Is there any money in the NHS to replace my brain?
No, I'm afraid there isn't
any
money.
Why? Why not?
The Arts Council have taken it to forgive
a lady.
Well,
it must be something good.
Oh, it is, yeah.
What's it for?
It's for a lady who wants to project things onto her minge.
See what the problem is there, Tony?
Yeah, I do.
Can you see how the allocation of funds is going...
Completely
up,
wrong,
innit?
I can see where you got John McCrurick on. I think he's had that genuine conversation a few times.
No, he done that. He done that. That was what is his act. That was his act.
Things onto his arse.
He on his arse and on his arse.
Dartboard, just mostly him with a dartboard projected onto his arse for an hour and a half.
It was a wonderful,
beautiful.
I saw a triumph. Udderbelly, 2010. The Scotsman. The Scotsman gave him one star.
Which Scotsman? Billy Connolly.
Not the paper, the Scotsman.
A Scotsman. That's great.
Drunk Celtic supporter.
They gave him... but I tell you what...
One star in here. I shall really shake.
They wanted to bring it down to London. It was going to run in the West End.
Yeah,
but they
was.
Couldn't find anyone. They couldn't get a projector big enough on his arse.
You know, I haven't got a clue what we're talking about.
And now I've lost the way slightly on that one.
It was just about John McCrurick when he'd done his show.
Projecting stuff on
his arse. Yeah. You know. It was, and he wonders why I can't get any work.
He should do a one-man Edinburgh show, shouldn't he?
Of course they should.
He should be up there talking about what went wrong.
What went wrong?
Reinvented himself. He should take a leaf out of Paul Daniels' book.
Did he do a show, Daniel? Yeah. What do you mean?
Oh, he did a successful one. And then he got flooded, though. He always gets flooded, though.
There was nothing to do with his
what
show.
What was the show?
Well,
what was the show?
Well,
what was the show Daniel's done?
It was magic, wasn't it?
Reinventing himself, is it?
I'm guessing it was called something like Not a Lot But a Bit of Me or something like that.
Have a look at my wig.
Piff, paff, bollocks, puff.
Piff, paff, puff.
Or something.
That's what you need, a catchphrase like that. Not a lot.
Yeah.
Not a lot.
Piff, paff, puff. Here's my wig. Have a look at Debbie McGee.
That's an old joke, isn't
it? Have a look at Debbie McGee.
Do you know what I heard?
I've heard that as well. Don't say it.
Should you?
No, you shouldn't say
shouldn't
that.
Shouldn't say that, should you?
I think everyone listening has heard that rumour.
Battersea.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Same, we're all on the same page.
Debbie McGee, sure proof you can teach an old dog new tricks.
That's
is that
right.
old?
That's the one I'm thinking
that's
of.
That's the one, yeah.
Anyway. Showstoppers, very nearly
they're
there.
They're very nearly there. They're outside. They look ever so nice. They're going to come in a minute. So what we're going to do is we're going to play a song.
Status quo.
Have we got any quo on there?
We're not going to go on until we have quo.
I'll tell you what we're going to have instead. It's Bette Midler with Miss Otis Regret. Here we go, here we go. Oh.
1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Proper music.
Wow.
Yeah.
Live from Las Vegas.
Yes. Wonderful music. Now, we've got some people in it because, you know, it's very much of that theme, isn't it? Nice big sound. People can actually play instruments.
Show tunes.
Show tunes, that sort of thing.
So, we've got these people in here called
Showstoppers.
And you're very welcome.
Thank you.
Do you want to go on? No, take it up, Barry.
Sorry. We've got in with us, we've got Duncan. We've got Ruth and we've got
Andy.
I'm sorry, Andy. It's chaos now because Tony insists on staying in here. Although
we're trying to go, he won't go.
It's so crowded. Isn't it? Will you please tell us, Ruth, as you're the lady and the most attractive of the three of you, I'd say, tell us all about Showstoppers.
Showstoppers is an improvised musical. We improvise musicals. Essentially, that's it. We just make them up on the spot.
That would be impossible. For the likes of you, me, or anyone else who has never done it. And it really is a sight to see, isn't it?
It's Barry? A sight to see, and according to the Time Out, it's the greatest show they've ever seen in the world.
Really?
Yes, yeah.
I think Universe was the quote.
In the universe. Yeah. It's better, according to, let me see, the New York Times, than the discovery of Tutankhamun's tomb.
Better than Battleship Potemkin.
Better than any of the Beatles songs. And the last episode of Spaced, starring
Simon Pegg.
Right. It is a treat to behold, and they're running until the 18th of July.
At the Udderbelly.
Where is the Udderbelly?
It's on the South Bank, just by the London Eye.
You can't miss it.
Yeah, it's a massive cow.
And it's purple.
Big purple cow.
It can't be missed.
No.
How do you possibly improvise show tunes? How does that work?
Well, we like to think of it, it's a bit like a football team. So they don't know what's going to happen in any one match, but they can train and they can practice and they can get all their skills up to speed. Oh. And so we do that. And we practice and we listen to show tunes and see how show tunes are made. Oh. And then we just make them up.
And then you presumably rehearse free kicks and corners.
Exactly, in our spare
time.
Set pieces.
Yeah. Do anything like my football team, mate, you're shit.
So unplug and get out. Now look, I mean, let's cut to the chase.
Yes.
What do we have to do? Give you a name?
How do we make this work? How do we make you show stop?
You give us. What would you like the song to be about?
Here we go. Angelos, go on.
Cornish pasties.
Yes.
Have you ever practiced out your football team?
No.
I bet they haven't.
No, Danish pasties.
Trying to fling you some curveballs here.
And then give us a musical theatre composer or musical. I'm in the dark here. I only know any musicals.
Bernard Sumner. See you one?
No, I'll tell you.
He's New Order.
Angelos. We don't want him. We want something that they won't.
They won't have heard of.
But will you like Leonard Bernstein? Like
I will know this.
Who?
Kurt Vile.
They know that one.
No, not him. Kurt Vile. Stop that. We'll come up with another one.
Come up with another one.
Because you'll have heard of him.
Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Who done hair?
Stevie Wonder. McDermott.
Oh, they know him.
What
do you think, Tony?
Irving Berlin.
There's no such person. It's a town.
See, now they know them all. All right, I'll tell
you.
Is
there anyone you don't know?
Let's go with Irving Berlin.
Cornish pasties. Then what do we have to do?
Just enjoy.
Sit back and maybe click.
Lovely.
We've given them plenty of time to come up with something about pasties now, because it's all I'm bugging about. Showstoppers, ladies and gentlemen.
Here we go. On a Tuesday evening if you need a snack. Don't worry, darling, 'cause I've got your back. No need to feel all empty and nasty. Just take a Cornish pasty.
Do you like your pastry sweet, or do you like it with meat? It's quite complete. Don't do anything hasty. Just come and have a bit of my pasty.
Oh, don't you know that life's complete when you've got something from the West Country to eat?
Don't you know it's got a handy crust? You hold it there, that is a must.
So come on, have a pasty with me. It's a pastry that's filled with gravy.
If you're going down a mine, a pasty will be
just fine. A pasty will be just fine.
Yes! Now,
that is not a bad opener.
That is not bad.
Where would you go with that? I mean, like, what, if you're going to run a whole musical about pasties?
Well, I think we'd probably go with the Cornish community.
Right, that's
and
it.
Maybe set it down a tin mine.
Yeah, no. Do they still have tin mines down there?
Well, it could be a historical piece.
Oh, it could be, yeah, exactly.
You know, we're not stymied by it.
I tell you what, I love that. Tony, have you got another one? Have you got another suggestion?
Hold on a minute, I just want to find out. Wait a minute.
There might be something in
Wait
this.
A minute. You shouldn't even be here.
Yeah.
Right. So we're doing it throughout the whole show. Mm. Do you do a whole musical on one theme, or is it like lots of different like songs, or what is it? How would you sit through an hour of it?
with great joy.
Yeah. It
no. We start with the conceit that we have is that there's a writer who's going to write a musical, and he gets the theme from the audience. He asks them where they want it set, what they want it to be about. He'll then ask for musical theatre styles. So we tend to do 5 or 6 that the audience have called, often an actual song rather than a. That seems to be what we're doing now because it's constantly changing. So at the moment, it seems to be actually calling for specific songs, which gives us a bit more to worry about. And then we get a title from the audience, and then we just
and off you go.
Do it.
So but you've been doing it a long time now.
Yeah,
so
6 years
you,
now.
Yeah, so you know what you're doing.
Hopefully.
So this should be good.
We had someone in the other day with those people who come in.
They were the Noise Next Door.
The Noise Next Door.
You know them.
Lovely fellas.
Lovely boys.
Yeah, lovely boys.
We weren't
quite as enthusiastic as that, but they were very nice, weren't they?
And we did our best.
We did our best. We didn't fall over like that. But they were very nice. And we said to them, you know, it's so tedious when you say, have you got a suggestion? Someone says, in a toilet.
In a toilet. We get a lot of toilet.
What's the other one?
Cheese and moon.
Scarborough.
Oh, you know.
Scarborough. Penguins, they said.
Penguins come up.
We get a lot in the top. We also get a lot of, when they say, where do you want it set? You always get someone who goes, on a porn set.
Sean, who's
our chair, and he said this a few times. He's like, well, we could do that, and it would be funny for about 3 minutes, and we'd have an hour and a half where we'd all be sitting in a sweaty room, staring at you and blaming you.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, that's exactly it.
It's funny for 2 minutes and then it's just horrible. So we try and...
Have you tried doing it on a porn set? For no. I think it's probably
because
worth
we because if you look at this, we wrote that down.
And let me know when you're doing that one.
Is there a temptation to always rhyme oo with poo and e with wee?
When you start, yeah.
These are the questions that have been tweeted in.
Yeah.
And that's from John McCririck, who got in touch early. He's bored, he's listening.
He comes along to every show in Sheffield.
He does, doesn't he? Well, look.
We find that.
What about another go when someone is a little bit obscure?
Yeah, really test them, flex the muscles.
I said Kurt Vile earlier, he seemed to know all about it. Forget
Kurt
that one, forget
this
that
bloke,
one.
He's a dark horse of the setup, isn't
he? Knows every musical that's ever been written.
He is a genius.
Yeah, I know, I can tell by the way he looks and all that. What is your background, sir?
I'm a musician. I've worked in musical theatre
for a long time.
Yeah, oh, that's a clue.
Do you know Andrew Lloyd Webber?
I don't know him, no.
Okay.
I know him.
Do you know Tim Rice?
No, I don't.
He's all right, you know.
He's a good player.
We didn't meet Tim Rice. We bumped into him backstage at Worst Live.
Literally bumped into him.
Yeah. Like, he's really big.
He's a big lad, isn't he?
Really big.
Was he wearing a boating jacket?
He was.
He goes like that, doesn't he?
His thing is closed recently. Did he do Here to Eternity? And he started bemoaning the fact that people don't want his music.
They don't want new stuff.
No.
They want Spice Girls.
They do.
Just remind Duncan to be very careful what he says on air about now.
No, I want to hear this controversial
What do they want?
Tim Rice was wrong, I think.
People always want new musicals. Yeah, there's always something new to do. There's always demand for something new and exciting. Book of Mormon is doing incredibly well. That's a fantastic show.
It shows I can't sing.
Who wrote Book of Mormon, and can you give us something with their style?
Oh, nice one, Barry.
That's a tricky one.
It's a tricky one all of a sudden. Get out.
You found their Achilles heel.
It's a tricky one.
It's by Drake Parker, Matt Stone, and Robert Lopez.
I know that.
Who can they play the piano, that lot?
They're amazing, but most of what they do is pastiche of other styles.
Yeah, I told you. And we've already done a song about pastiches, and we've just done that.
Cornish pastiche.
Hurricanes.
Oh, blimey, this is going to be really difficult. If it falls apart in the middle, that's fine.
Yeah, it's made up, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was up the other day in winds and in rains. Suddenly saw a great flood coming down the drains.
A massive tornado was coming towards my face. I thought, that's unusual in the West Country kind of place.
I said a hurricane wouldn't go by any other name. It's a hurricane that's coming round here. It's a hurricane, a hurricane, wouldn't go by any other name. It's a hurricane round here.
All right, because it's hard, that. I don't know how you would carry that on.
I tell you what, they're bloody good, aren't they?
They are. Should we have a go?
Yeah, go on then.
Whatever you want.
All right, here we go.
You pick it, mate.
It's a kiss of death. Go on, pick it, you people. What about Lloyd Webber? We might know.
No, they can pick it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sound of Music.
What? Sound of Music?
Yeah.
We like a lovely song about being a radio presenter.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Yeah, go on, bang it on.
Angelos Epithemia to start.
I'm just a poor boy from Neasden, and I found myself in front of a microphone. All day long I sit here for 3 hours at a time, talking shit with my good mate Barry from Watford. I'm good at this.
I couldn't get Mark Dolan, I couldn't get JLC. I ended up in this studio with this Ponce in front of me. I want to chat some interesting things, but he insists all the time to talk a load of filth from 12 until 9.
Barry, you're taking a piss now, mate, because it's you what goes for the filth. I go for the childish stuff, but you always go for things like tits and that.
A milf.
I think it's just a matter of time before we join up, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm writing my resignation letter right now.
Yeah. Anyone can do that. Yeah.
Angelos, you're a wanker. Oh, no, sorry. We're finished. Well, you know, what do you think? Could we...
Yeah, I think we'd... I'd love to have you in it.
Yeah.
Oh, please come down.
When
do we do it?
No, exactly when?
Well,
what time?
We are on pretty much every Sunday at the Other Belly.
Can you make it?
Oh, God, mate, I'll be there.
We also
I'll
do a there. Kids show. I
no,
don't
we want to do the main.
If you do the kids what show, time? You have to
wear dungarees. Warm up a bit.
We warm up about 5:45.
Yes, I can make that.
Do that.
Yeah.
Well, as you warm up with
a lot of that, yeah.
That sort of stuff.
And then some scales, some.
Me. It's all me.
Isn't this game?
What would you do? They want to finish with an extravaganza.
Oh, a big showstopper!
A big showstopper!
Yeah, okay.
Literally.
Okay.
Stephen Fry said, "Don't miss the sublimely talented showstoppers."
That one's true. He actually said that.
Did he say it on Twitter?
This is amazing. Yeah. The Times, jaw-dropping. I was open-mouthed. Couldn't stop yawning. Well, the... they... I'm only kidding.
Now
the Times, I'm mucking about. Occasionally, apart from the filth, I do manage to say something. Apparently, I'm filthy all the time. Doesn't matter. Never mind. I thought it was humorous. Obviously not. Now, the what we're going to finish with now is something... What's topical? Easter? Lambs? Eggs?
Egg sacks.
Easter egg sacks.
What do you think? What
bunnies?
Rabbits. In the style of...
Lloyd Webber. I think so.
Rabbits in the style of Lloyd Webber, but throw a curveball. You have to put in a pot of paint.
A pot of paint.
Halfway through.
Dulux.
Has to feature.
No, just to colour it up a bit.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it's Showstoppers
with pot of paint.
Pot of paint, Dulux.
Down in Lloyd Webber. Here we go.
Rabbits.
Good luck
with this.
Bouncing, here they come toward me with their tails so wide.
Lovely.
Fluffy little happy chap. Smile as if all is right. Dulux paint is in their way, but bunnies jump over anyway.
See them leaving their little paw prints.
And understand a word of that.
But it was ever so good.
It was good.
Oh, well, look, that was like, it's lovely to have a nice lady's voice singing, saying, and finally, we don't get many ladies.
We've only had one other lady on here.
Really? So, I wonder what lady you're putting them off for you.
I don't think
she said there was a funk of pheromones.
She was intimidated.
And that's Lucy Montgomery, and she's more or less a fella anyway, isn't she?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
Look, one more time, tell us where you are, what's happening.
You going to Edinburgh?
We are, yeah, for full run.
Good luck.
You make some money from that.
Oh, dear, you're
really?
Joking, aren't you?
No, because there's so many of us. Oh, right. And it's so expensive now. Yeah. I've just been moaning outside about accommodation and how expensive it is.
So you best buy a ticket if you want us to eat in Edinburgh, is what we're saying.
That's right. Yeah, we don't want you hungry doing that. You won't perform to your best ability. Yeah.
No. So we're in Edinburgh for the full run, and we're at the Underbelly pretty much every Sunday, and then we've got three more children's shows, which is where
the kids do corporate stuff.
We do.
We are available for booking
anytime.
You do all right out of that.
Yeah.
He wants to know how much you earn.
How much? It's better than theatre.
How much you pay?
What is it? 100, 200?
A couple of grand. 100 and a free meal.
A free meal.
All the dates and times and stuff on the website, www.showstopperthemusical.com.
Brilliant.
Very good. That's the way you do it.
He's lovely. Good, isn't he?
He's very good.
Plug away.
Well, look, shut up now, Ruth. Important things.
I want to thank you for coming in. We like them very much.
Oh, we love them.
We love them.
Tony's here as well. We haven't forgotten about you. Yeah. Tony. No, it's nice.
We'd rather he wasn't here.
He contributed nothing to that, but it doesn't matter. Ladies and gentlemen, in the meantime, this is one of your biggest fans. It's Madonna with Like a Virgin.
I know this one.
Bye-bye. 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 Bye-bye.
Ow. That was nice.
It's by an artist called Madonna. And it's called Like a Virgin.
She's going to do well.
She's going to be wonderful.
She's got a lot of promise.
We were just when the mics were down just now, which is a technical.
We were slagging her off.
We were not Madonna. No. Talking about going to Edinburgh. It's hard work. If any kids are thinking of going to Edinburgh, don't bother.
You might as well get 10 grand and shove it in the bin.
Yeah. Does cost a lot of money. Tony, you've done a show in Edinburgh.
I've done it twice. Both were a disaster.
Were they?
Was you doing the
character
thing?
Forming, but
what
disaster.
Happened in the first disaster?
First disaster, they did. It ran out, went over for an extra week.
Someone's just come in.
Hello.
A lady's come in.
But she came in with real purpose,
She's retired.
She wants to tell us something.
We're not recording.
Go on, keep speaking.
Oh, I'm going to put a call through for you.
Oh, she's going to put a call through.
I'm going to attempt not to cut it off, though, because...
Okay, this is radio dynamite, this.
She's good. How are you cut off?
No sound.
Now you cut us off.
Get there.
Now you cut us off. Oh, we can hear now.
We're back again.
Hello, is that someone on the phone?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, are you there?
Are you there? Hello? We've got someone on the phone. Tony, tell us about Edinburgh while we're waiting for this
person.
I'll start that guy.
Well, we did an extra
week.
She's
gone again now.
She's gone.
Do you know, they can get people up into space, and they cannot get a phone call.
Oh, look, someone else come in and have a go now.
Yep. Hello. Oh. I'm not saying that sounds promising.
Hello?
Hello?
No, they've gone.
Now, sorry if I'm getting too technical, but that sounds like there's no one there. Hello?
It's your ringtone.
Okay. Tony,
Can we get back up on the phone, please?
Tell us about Edinburgh, Tony.
It's a disaster. We were there for an extra week and no one was there. Everyone had gone home.
Oh, an extra week, what, at the start of September?
It's the first time they went after, they did any shows after.
You did it in January?
They have the bank holiday bit.
Yes.
We did the week after
that. Well, that's absolute lunacy.
Everyone had gone home.
People are getting back to normal in Edinburgh.
We all went a bit McCrew, a bit depressed.
Well, whose idea was that?
I'm not going to mention any names.
Why not? Someone like that needs to be fingered. They need to be pointed out. Yeah. So other people don't make that mistake.
It's a great idea. When the festival's finished, just go and do a bit more.
Yes, hang around.
What a good idea. Yeah. Super stuff.
Also, we were shit.
Oh, that doesn't
Was end. This when Rhys Thomas punched someone in the crowd?
I think you slightly confused the story.
Shot them?
He
poured a bottle of booze over someone on stage. Not that year, this was years later when we were supposed to have made it.
Okay.
That was a disaster.
And what happened? They got the ump, didn't they?
They got the ump and called the police.
The police turned up.
Police turned up outside the event.
What did they do?
They did. They let it go because actually, I don't think it's illegal to do that.
Did they? If he'd have set light to them afterwards,
yeah,
that would have
something
been,
like that.
That would have crushed them.
I think it was fine. It was only water.
Arrest him for crimes against comedy as well.
Yes, that was been a fair cop to all of us that night.
Oh, it
was a hit show called Blunder that we were involved in.
We were promoting the hit show Blunder.
And it went, the live show went about as well as the reception for the TV show.
And Tom Meaton got his cock and balls out.
Every week, twice a week. Every week.
Well, he actually showed his winkle. Yeah. Oh,
people
I remember.
Don't believe that it's real. Johnson. It was his real balls.
Do you know what? Yeah. That was funny. I remember.
It was
he would do.
Funny.
That was an easy
good
thing,
character.
But funny.
Good
so
character.
Just remind us what he'd done.
We was in a little silk robe, like just below his thighs.
Like a little kimono.
Yeah, a little kimono robe
That's
thing.
Right. That's
and
right.
he would like stand on stage doing karate chops, doing kicks, but the gag was
his ball bag.
He had his ball bag out, he had no pants on, and they would just fly around in the wind.
Yeah, and then
that'd be the end of it.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Do you know what?
It's like self esteem issues there.
You knock it, but that is funny.
I know. It was funny. Tune in for that.
I mean, if only we had cameras here. Angelos does the whole show with his ball bag resting on this stool.
Resting on my hand, resting on my stool.
It rests
at
everywhere.
At one point it was on Tony's chin.
Yeah.
That's right. And what we do, we normally disinfect the whole place afterwards. Now let's see who's on the... Hello?
Hello!
Oh, it's a lady. Did you phone in enticed by the mention of Angelos's ball bag, or...?
Well, to be honest, I was overcome by the mention of Angelos's ball bag, to be honest.
What happened to you when you heard that?
Dampness.
Oh, my God. I can't believe we got a caller mentioning... Angelos's ball bag on your lips really was funny there, my darling. Listen, what can we help you with today?
What's your problem? What's your name?
My name's Jules, and what's my problem? Well, the fact I've never seen Angelos's ball bag, to be honest.
That is your problem?
That is my problem.
Well, that can be easily fixed. Don't you worry. There's some special websites you can go to where all you have to do is you have to click of a mouse and you can see whatever it is you like. On order.
Really? That's amazing.
Yeah.
I've got to click a mouse.
Yeah, sure, you've got to click a mouse. And
I think you'll find I'd rather use a rabbit than a mouse.
Oh, I see.
Easter.
Jules, are you
home on your own, Jules?
I am on my own.
Oh, lovely.
Oh,
that's
God,
nice,
Jules.
Isn't it?
Just
thinking of Angelos's ball bag.
That's nice.
Okay,
yeah.
How far away do you live?
Where do you live?
It's the most erotic thing I've ever heard.
What are you doing today, then?
What am I doing today? Well, I'm getting ready later on to go and do some youth work, because I'm a youth worker.
Are you? Well, a cracking example.
You don't do the girl guides. It's not you, is it, Jules?
God, no. You've got to have big tits to be a girl guide leader. And big hips to be a scout leader.
Okay.
I have neither.
Hips
and
this, tits that, no, ball bag the
ball
other,
bag,
honestly.
Dampness.
Who are the recipients of your care?
Who are these youths you're working with?
Who are the youths?
Are you prison?
Who are the youths? They're young people who come to me for advice and
nice.
Support, and I'm very good.
Are you?
I'm not rude with the young people, though.
No, quite right.
This is like letting off a bit of steam, isn't it, Jules?
Exactly. I've got to let it off somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And what sort of thing do you do with these young people? Is it for sport?
We do all sorts of things. We do sport with them. We do cooking with them.
Oh, nice.
Kicking.
We do some sexual health stuff with them.
Why not?
We do everything, really.
Okay.
And is it a voluntary job or is it a paid position?
I run my own charity.
What's it called?
Own charity. It's called Dare to Dream.
That's lovely. Dare to Dream.
It is, isn't it? So actually, although I can be a little bit rude, I have to save that just for speaking to you guys.
Well, we do like it.
Because I can be prim and proper with young people.
It's brightened things up
a little bit in this room because it's very male.
Is it very male?
Are you sure?
It's very male.
I can feel quite a bit of feminine energy from you all.
That's me, sorry.
That's Tony. He had some pickled eggs last night.
He's still here. Yeah.
But
is he?
He's in Game of Thrones, you know.
I know, I've heard.
Do you watch that?
He's very good looking, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. One of the best looking blokes in the world. He hangs out with Tom Cruise and the rest of the Scientologists.
Is that what it is?
What?
No, he's very good looking.
Did you phone in specifically about the ball bag issue, or was there something else?
Something else you want?
Well, for me, I wasn't going to talk about the ball bag issue, but as it came up, then
It's on the table.
I think we've dealt with it, though, haven't we?
Well, I think it's been well and truly dealt with it. I've just got to pick the hairs out of my teeth now, though, Angela.
Okay.
Okie dokie.
You do that.
I think we've handled the ball bag very sensitively. It's on the table. It's been dealt with. Pushing that to one side, what will you be doing this coming weekend? Is it all about work? Is there a significant other in your life? Do you have
a
hobby?
There is a very significant. I have a very lovely significant lover.
Oh, lovely.
What's your name?
And the thing that's lovely about my lover is that he's 19 years older than me, so he's grateful for anything he gets.
Bloody right.
Oh, that's nice, positive. Isn't it? Yeah, there's hope for you there, Barry.
There's hope for me there.
Yeah.
Well, to be honest, Barry, if I wasn't married, then you'd be my ideal man.
Oh, you are so sweet.
Lovely.
You are so
lovely. I try my hardest.
Oh, that's lovely. You know what? It is possible to maintain a proper sexual relationship when you're older. It's a bit of a grey area you don't want to get into. But the point is, my lovely wife, we do keep things very, very fresh in the bedroom.
Good. Do you have to use any blue tablets?
Blue tack we use, a bit of blue tack.
Blue tack.
Which I apply to just below my navel and it stays up that way. But what I do like to do, we like to kiss and cuddle.
Right.
A kiss and a cuddle, and if it leads anywhere further, you know, fine.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Digital
twos and oral threes, that sort of thing. And then we'll sit back and she'll light her pipe and I'll have my ciggies and we'll just, you know, I might tell her a poem or something. What does your fella, does he don't require blue tablets, does he, your fella?
How old is he?
He doesn't need blue tack. He needs a sat-nav sometimes, though.
What?
He does need a sat-nav.
How old is he, exactly?
How old is he?
How old am I?
How old?
I'm
62.
And he's 19 years old.
Oh,
he's
61. Yeah,
I can't wait till he gets to
69. Well, Jules, I don't know what to say. Does he get to 69 very often?
Sometimes, if I let him, if he's been a good boy.
It's lovely, isn't it? That's lovely. Nice. He's been a good boy. When you say needs a sat nav.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
Well, just so he knows where he's going.
His way around.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
The thing is, he has to use it to find, you know. I have to say, like, I'm a bit of a bigger lady, right?
Oh, right. Yeah.
I am, when we first got together, he used to look for my nipples on my rubber tyre.
I see.
Now, the thing is, eventually he thought he'd hit the jackpot, he did.
Yeah.
Because he found something, he found a cyst, and he ended up with a face full of pus.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, can you believe that?
No, I can't believe that, George. Is that a true story?
Oh, my.
That is a true story. Of course it's a true story. Why would I lie to you?
I believe her.
I can't believe you don't believe me.
Hold on.
No, I believe
you. Hold on. He got the sat nav. He was going down a major arterial road on the A459. He thought he'd found
his destination,
the little chef, two little chefs. He squeezed it and it was a cyst. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Oh, I feel slightly bilious.
I don't know what to say.
Is there
any advice you need? Or
it sounds like she's got it all
sorted
out.
Is there any advice I need? I'm telling you my life story, Angela. Make it up for yourself.
Yeah, I have. That's why I'm thinking you might need some advice.
I did that once and I found it in the folds of her skin. Yeah, I found an old ham sandwich that had been there.
Did you? That was a bonus.
It was a bonus. I finished a little bite out of that halfway down. It was like,
fantastic.
I needed a Sherpa to get up towards her.
Yeah, sure.
And you know what about the? Cold. No, we won't talk about that.
No,
one.
Don't go any further down there,
Jules. I'm feeling ill, but I hope that's been of some help.
Has that helped you at all?
Has that helped you at all?
Get it off your chest?
It has. I feel seriously, it was good to get it off my chest.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you got to tell someone, didn't you?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
sounds
yeah.
Like, exactly. Like it's not been on your chest for quite a while. No. It's been several foot lower.
You squeezed out your chest. Okay, Jules.
Well, that was lovely. It's been an absolute pleasure.
It's been wonderful talking to you.
Good
it's
luck.
It's been a pleasure speaking to you.
Oh, lovely. All right, well, you take care now. Bye-bye, Jules.
Bye-bye, darling.
Take care.
Bye-bye, my darling. Bye-bye, my darling.
Jesus Christ.
What an image.
I don't know what to say about that. I don't know how I feel.
I don't know how I feel.
I feel...
Apart from aroused, I feel slightly...
Yeah, I feel... That's the way I felt, and I didn't want to say it.
Jeez.
I didn't want to
Who say was it. She? How did you get hold of her?
And can you get her back again?
Can she come in and show us her cyst?
We all have a go on it.
Bawling.
Lovely.
Well, lovely if you lovely stuff. Well, if you want to phone in, talk about having
sucked out of your belly,
69, ball bag, any of that stuff.
Older partners,
please don't. Now, the in the meantime,
what have we got?
We got Kellis. Well, we have a little think about. Yeah. Oh, well, there she is. Whoa!
Kellis.
Here we go. A contender for the worst song we've ever played.
That is right up there. Now, we've got a caller on one of the lines. Get that off, please. Fling it off.
That was...
we've got a caller
caught out
on,
there. LP version by
don't,
Kellis.
Don't give him any more publicity,
no,
Barry.
No, no. Listen.
Sake.
On line two, I'll pretend we've got more than one line. Yeah. We've got Bonnie.
On line number 15.
Hello, darling.
Bonnie.
Hello, sweeties. How you doing?
Not so dusty. How are you?
I'm all right, mate. I'm good.
What do you call a streeties?
What did you call us?
Sweeties.
Sweeties. Darling.
Where are you calling from, Bonnie?
I'm in Carlton, in Scotland, at Preston Pans.
You're kidding me. That's miles away.
That sounds great.
You're not a native of there, are you?
No, I'm not. No, originally I'm from Essex, but I try to distance myself as much as possible, but the accent's never gone.
No, definitely not. How long have you been up there for?
About it's coming up to 20 years.
Blimey.
What do you do up there?
Yeah. I'm a writer.
Are you? There's a big power station there, isn't there, Preston Pans, isn't there?
Yeah, it's just over the back of the houses there.
I can see it.
I like the way you turned round away from the phone.
I see it.
Just move that curtain out of the way. Oh, yeah, that's it. I've got it.
So what do you write then, Bonnie?
Screenplays, and I wrote a children's book as well.
Had any luck with any of that?
Well, in my own lunchtime, not in the published world.
But you're enjoying yourself, aren't you?
My kids love it, you know.
How lovely.
And you're a fan of Game of Thrones.
I am a fan of Game of Thrones.
Well, we're here with one of the stars. Well, we thought he was a star of Game of Thrones, but he's hardly in it. But he's worth talking to. His name's Tony Way.
Hello. Hi, Bonnie. How you doing? I'm from Essex.
Hey,
are you?
Yeah, whereabouts are you from in Essex?
Leon C.
It's very nice there these days. You moved out of the wrong point. 20 years ago was when it got good.
Yeah. Thanks for that.
So, Bonnie, is there any burning questions you want to ask Tony Way about the Game of Thrones?
Oh, just give us a bit of dirt. Give us a bit of backstage gossip.
Oh, here we go.
That's what we've been trying to get out of him, but he's very tight-lipped.
Cajun.
This one.
They're all horrible. Every single person. No, they're all lovely. There's no gossip.
There must be
there's
some
no gossip.
Tony.
Oh, okay. I've got
one. I know.
Sorry, go on. Diana Rigg called me a see you next Tuesday. My face, she did. Yeah, she called me.
She was like that.
Called me a see. Yeah, because I beat her at backgammon.
Did you deserve it?
It was a lucky game. It was a dice game. Yeah,
there's a question on everybody's lips, though, isn't there?
Is it Tyrone?
He's from Corrie.
Which one?
The wolf.
Tyrion?
Yeah. Yeah. Is he a tripod?
I have no idea. What is that? Oh, I see. I understand. I've heard. I've probably heard the same rumours you have. I've never seen him. I've never seen him trouserless.
What about the Red Wedding?
Right.
Oh, the Red Wedding. Do you even know what you're talking about?
No, I don't know. I read it in the paper yesterday. The Red Wedding.
Red Wedding and the Purple Wedding.
Yeah, bloody
nightmare. Yeah.
God. It's like my brother-in-law, he had
a red wedding.
He had a lavender wedding.
Is he?
He had, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
To a woman. Colin, yeah.
Yeah.
Does that answer any of your questions, Bonnie? Is he giving you anything of interest there, or was it as it sounded in here?
Pretty doubtful.
It was all right. I feel almost like I've rubbed shoulders with Stardom now.
What do you mean almost?
Well, you haven't. You definitely haven't. He's in here and we don't feel like that.
No. We could touch We could literally rub shoulders and we can't and be bothered. We can't.
In fact, they've turned their shoulders. They've got their backs to
we've
me.
We've got the opportunity to do it. And honestly, it just isn't worth it, Bonnie. Honestly, you get nothing out of him.
You want to come down here, there's celebrities all over the place.
Just here's some gossip for you, Bonnie. Right, this one, Tony Way, that plays Darkus the Horrible. What is it?
Dantos Hollard.
Who?
Dantos Hollard.
Dantos Bollard, right. All he does is sit about, plays video games and eats pickled eggs.
What's wrong with that?
You know, if that's your idea of a star, Bonnie,
good luck
then
to you.
Good luck to you.
Sounds like good life, though, doesn't it?
There you go, see?
Yeah, it does sound like
people dream of doing that.
Well, if you want to come down, meet a star who eats pickled onions, what was it? Boiling a bag of fish.
Boiling a bag of fish.
Come round my house. Later on today, we're going to do some dusting.
That's it.
I might spray my decking with we've got a high-powered thing.
Clean the bathroom.
You can come and rub shoulders with me. Yeah. You can come.
It's very rock and roll.
Well, it's a celebrity. If that's what appeals to you, Bonnie.
Get yourself down Watford.
Get the train down from Preston Pans down to Watford. I believe there's a direct service. And ambassador cars take you round to my house.
Fiver.
Father?
You're £5 for that.
You know.
Does that appeal to you
at all,
Bonnie?
Does that appeal at all?
Anything like that?
It sounds quite good because I'm from Essex, so we don't have very high expectations.
I don't think date was mentioned, but I think you're jumping the gun up a little bit too much. All Barry invited you to do is go around his house and watch him clean his bowl.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? So let's cut to the chase, Bonnie. There's no date involved, there'll be no snogging.
But no, that's all right.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it? That is charming. The last lady we had on the phone call wanted to see Andros's ball bag, and now you don't even want to come and...
And I'd made her damp. That's what she said to me.
That's not, you know. I can hear Bonnie's unamused by that.
I'm not surprised.
I'm standing in my shed, actually.
What are you doing in there?
Why are you doing that, Bonnie? Are you not allowed in the house?
You what?
Having a jazz bag in the shed.
Oh, dear. Well, we cannot countenance any jazz baggery.
Near a power station.
Be careful, hellish.
Yeah.
You're not on the vapors.
Jazz bag in the shed. Why don't you have the jazz bag in your ass?
Because the kids are in the ass. Be
responsible. No, that's fair enough.
You don't want to give them the wrong impression, Bonnie. No, that's right.
I think that's fair enough. You lock the kids in there. You go out in the garage.
Go out in the shed on your own. And just let them watch you from the house with guffs of smoke all around your head.
I don't think there's enough of that responsible parenting.
No, that's right.
Well, good luck, Bonnie, chasing the dragon or whatever it is you're doing out there. And then go and write one of your charming children's books.
Does that feature like Puff the Magic Dragon? That sort of thing.
Sarah and the Jazz Fags.
Is that nice?
Yeah, lovely.
Nice.
Okay.
Well, give me a lot of good ideas. Thank you.
Good luck, darling.
Have a lovely time in your shed.
In your shed. Don't get too
high.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, that was Bonnie. Lovely. Well, I think she's nice. She's a lot of fun, isn't she? Game of Thrones, spliffs, in the shed, kids in the house.
I like saying
wonderful.
Listen, you're going to like this. This is a special treat for you, Angelos.
What is it? Ow!
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, this is proper music.
Those chords.
It's the quo.
Get me every time.
Here we go. Down, down.
Two,
get
three,
them down.
Four, down, down.
Here we go. It kicks in a minute.
Parfit.
Here we go.
Parfit and Rossi. You know, we used to own an ice cream van.
Did they?
Yeah, Rossi.
Rossi.
Rossi did, yeah.
Here we go.
Italian.
So we're going to talk up to a moment where it kicks in.
Yeah, but this goes.
Here we go. Here we go. That's it. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, here we go.
Yes. No. That is music as it should be.
Yeah, the three chord wonders.
The three chord wonders. Well, do you know what? We're nearly coming to an end.
The Father, Son, and the Holy Quo.
Exactly. We're quid pro quo.
Quid pro status quo. As your father.
We've got Tony Way still here.
Still here.
Sonny's supposed to be here.
For nothing to do.
Absolutely
exhausted and out of anything to say.
You are, mate, yeah. Because you've really contributed to this show.
It's been non-stop.
I'll tell you what, if you are stuck.
A lead weight hanging round our necks.
I feel a bit
you
like
could
that.
Go and okay. see the lady who wants us to locate her nips.
Where was she again?
Where was she again?
I don't know where she was.
She needed a sat nav to find out where she was.
Essex, I think. No, the other one had come from Essex.
But Preston Pans, she's up there in Scotland.
She's got the body pass, she's just round about the trees. Back there.
Next week, we have.
What a show.
Oh, what a show.
What a show. If you thought this one couldn't be topped. You're wrong.
Ranulph Fiennes is coming in next week, talking about his walking
fingers.
Adventure with his fingers. He's bringing all his fingers in a bag.
Yeah. He's collected them off the floor, hasn't he?
He's got them off the floor. Don't know how he picked them up. No. With his teeth, presumably.
No, he used dustpan and brush.
Dustpan and brush.
Or he got his wife to do it.
He got his wife will be coming in as well.
With his fingers.
With his fingers and a Dyson Hoover, because she picked out a couple of nails that have fallen off.
That's right. They're in the Hoover bag.
We've got...
Emberg.
Emberg Bellerin. Remberg is on. She'll be on.
She'll be on.
The
just
inventor
brief
water will be on.
He'll be coming on.
Charlie
the
Drake.
Of powdered water, Charlie Drake.
Charlie Drake will be in there.
Bringing in his boomerang.
He'll bring his boomerang,
back.
Which won't come back.
We've got the captain of who led the stand at Rorke's Drift.
He'll be coming here. We've got the former Prime Minister of East Germany before the wall came down.
What is his name
Eric
again?
Heidelberg.
Yes, and we've got the West German decathlon team for around the same time, Jürgen Hinksman and Ziggy Wenz.
Ziggy Wenz will be
they'll
in
be
throwing
here
his javelin
well,
around.
And their discuses.
For any animal lovers, we will be having, of course, a koala bear.
He'll be coming in.
He'll be coming in. And
with his eucalyptus leaves.
With eucalyptus leaves, we'll all be here, and Pam Ayres will be doing a poem about anorexia. So... Let's hope that's as successful
that's
as we hope it
tackling
is.
Tackling all the modern
all
subjects.
The modern, so that's next time.
Next time
on
the Barry and Angela show on Foobars.
To any reviewers who are listening, thank you very much for taking.
And if you've liked it, wonderful.
And
if you haven't liked it, then stick it up your arse.
As they always say, you know, if you liked us, tell your friends. If you didn't like it, tell us.
Tell us.
Well, don't tell
don't
us because we won't be here. Tell someone at the station.
Couldn't give a monkey.
We'll ignore their notes.
Yes.
Okay dokie. Tony Way, what are you going to do now? In all seriousness, you can't just go home online, can you?
No, I'm going to go and have some lunch.
Pickled onions.
Pickled onions.
What are you going to have?
I don't know. I've got into sandwich thins.
Oh, what are they?
Instead of normal bread. Sort of somewhere between a pitter and a slice of bread.
A wrap?
No, not a wrap. It's sliced. It's a slice, but it's thinner.
I've never heard of it. You've made that up.
Sandwich thins. Look it up.
No.
They're delicious. Half the calories.
I'm not looking it up. No.
All the wonderful things in this world to look up on the internet and you want to look at sandwich fins.
Look at one.
Ridiculous.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Look up Gloria Gaynor.
Yeah.
She's in next week. Gloria Gaynor is in. She's still survived and she'll be in next week.
She survived.
I phoned her up.
She's like a cockroach.
She's like a cockroach. I phoned her up. And she said, "Would you come on?" She said, "No." I said, "Why not?" She said, "Well, first I was afraid. I was petrified."
Yeah. But then she like learned to live without her by her side.
Yeah, sort of by the fire. She's coming in, Gloria Gaynor. Gloria Estefan,
and the Miami sound machine, which she invented. It's a strange like block made out of an engine block,
yeah,
with all sorts of whistles and bells coming off that.
Also coming in is Gloria in a census. She's coming in.
Gloria from Van Morrison. She's coming in.
All the Glorias are coming in, and Tony Way, no doubt, will be coming in. He's got nothing else to do. But we're going to say goodbye to all our lovely friends listening.
Okay.
We'll say goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And, oh, nice. And we're going to finish with this one, which I always used to like. Do you remember this one? It's CC Penis Tom with Finally. Oh, here we go. Yeah. We're all moving around. Finally.
It's happening to me.
It's happening to me. The show's finished. Finally, I can hear you say.
It's happening to me.
Okay, bye-bye, everyone. Bye-bye. See you next time.
Bye-bye.
Next week's going to be an absolute treat.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Happy Easter if it doesn't already happen.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
No. Bye, Tony.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Here we go. One, two, three, four.